Here starts the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. Nothing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
Just people, it's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish. Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Oh,
this is a cola nut. Ah!
Well, listen, I called. No, you called.
Yeah, no, I called. I don't want to speak to you. I want to speak to some strapping young man with muscles. I've got some jobs around the house.
There aren't any around here.
Yeah, there's none here. There's only fat loads around here.
All right. Wrong number then.
Which fat loads do you need to talk to?
I was thinking of the men I've seen lately, and I showed you how slim my piggins are. Jimmy was the most muscular.
Well, Jimmy would be the most muscular of the.
Yes.
What do you need? The stuff moved to the beach? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, right.
Oh,
and all I know.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
So I know not to even ask you.
Jimmy would be the slender. Charles Broyhill, also the wiriest.
Wiry.
If I'm
looking for the Barney Fife of movers.
Well, all right. Hold on. I'll let you talk to
Wait a minute. Just to stroke your ego a little bit. You
yes.
are getting very muscular. And those
yes.
you do have bulging biceps now.
Why, yes, I do.
You have bulging biceps?
Yeah, well, I lift the weights every day.
Yeah, but you don't want to use them, so what?
No, I don't. No, I'm only getting buff so I look good.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to do any work, for goodness sake.
Yeah, I know.
I got all tired out at that big church sale a couple of weeks ago when I had to lift these heavy tables.
Yeah.
And when I got done with that, I sat down and I said, whew. I said to my kid, I said, God, am I exhausted. It's a good thing I'm lifting weights. And he said, Dad, the guy you were lifting that table with is about 90 years old.
Yeah, right. You were lifting him with me and a man of the cloth. And a 90-year-old.
Well, there's no reason a man of the cloth couldn't be buff, couldn't
yeah.
work out.
And you've got those muscles handy if you ever need them.
Yeah.
Like I would know what to do with them.
Like if you ever had to duck into a phone booth and save someone's life.
Yeah.
I've never been in a fight in my life. And as I said the other day, if I was ever in a fight, I bet I would kick. I would kick in the gonads.
Sure.
I would do anything I could to win. How was our son? We had the thrill last night of our kid waking up and violently... throwing up.
Oh, a little stomach virus.
Yes.
Yeah, he's got a little flu.
All right. Well, put him to work.
He didn't have that catered in, did he? That meal that he had last evening, like the Chicago Bulls?
No.
Okay.
Although I don't know where he got this. You know, kids are always getting stuff from kids.
Yeah.
The most realistic ad on TV is the one for that soap,
mm-hmm.
where they show a kid walking down the street and, like, picking up garbage.
Oh, yeah. And then the mother says, stop!
Yeah, like, picking his nose.
Sure.
There's, like, a dead fish in the street. The kid's picking it up. And
rubbing his hands.
And he comes home and he goes right to the dinner table. The mom says, wash your hands first. You never know where kids get stuff from. Well, listen,
I have said to you on many of occasions.
What?
Well, wash your hands. And would you say to me, mind your own business. And then I've had to point out to you when we were going out to dinner that if my hands were going in the same bread basket as your hands were going,
listen,
I demanded you wash your hands first.
Listen, I am a hand washer. The only time I don't wash my hands is if I get up in the middle of the night or right before I go to bed.
You're so full of it because you have told me, and there are tapes probably somewhere to back this up, that when you go to the bathroom that you I don't move the toilet lid with parts other than your hands.
Yes, that's exactly that's what I'm speaking about. Late at night, what I will do is I brush my teeth, I wash my face, I will go over with my knee, I kick up the toilet seat.
You led me to believe it was not your knee, it was a little higher than your knee.
higher than my knee.
That's pretty incredible that you can do that with the toilet seat.
Right.
That's, oh, I got what you're saying.
Well, I'll tell you, get that on videotape and market that this Christmas.
I wish I could do that. Well, listen, when our son gets over his illness, put him to work writing songs.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
right.
I'm only kidding. Hold on. Hold on a second.
All right.
Well, you know what I found today up in the office? You know there are some really old pictures of us up there, of you and me, honey?
Oh, really?
I'm still talking to you.
I'm listening.
Pictures. I know I said hold on a second, but
I'm just listening.
I was reminded that I saw these pictures. Pictures of us from Pittsburgh.
Yeah?
Like from 15 years ago when I was a disc jockey there.
Oh.
And one really great picture. It's too bad we don't have a newsletter anymore. Although if we could ever get that web page going, we could post that.
Yeah.
Although that's the type of worthless thing that you hear about on a web page. Then you turn it on and you go, oh, well, big deal. It's a picture.
Well, what was? How did you look in the picture?
What is the picture?
Well, it's a funny picture. It's a picture nobody would get except someone in the radio business because you had your picture taken with Helen Keller. See, there was a guy that owned
That's
the
terrific.
There's a guy who owned the station
right.
that I worked for in Pittsburgh. His name is Art Keller.
Helen!
And he had a daughter. And for some reason, he named her Helen.
Wow. Oh, so it was not the real Helen Keller.
It was another Helen. But she was in the radio business. She was as famous as the other Helen
Keller. She used her radio name, Helen Keller.
And there's a picture of my wife with her arm around this lady. And it's some other disc jockey. It was Burger Jeff or whatever the disc jockey is standing next to you. And he's got his arm like, I want to get my face in the picture of Helen Keller also.
It's Frida and this Burger Jeff and Helen Keller.
Yes.
You know, that was the question I was talking about with a friend the other day, saying about somebody else who had a different name. Thinking, why? Now, you can understand if they named their child Helen Keller before that Helen Keller was famous. But they named their child Helen Keller after there was already a well-known Helen Keller.
Yeah. Sure, there was a kid in high school that was named Ronald McDonald.
Yes, but that was before he became famous.
No. They named that kid Ronald McDonald when they had a McDonald's restaurant.
Darling, McDonald's didn't start to get popular around here until when I was like 6 or 7 or something. I remember being real little and McDonald's were new. So this kid was born before.
Do you remember that too? I mean, I do. I remember that too, that they when they first came on the scene.
Oh,
yeah. What a big deal. I mean, they really had the golden arches and everything. Yeah.
Seems to be someone who was your age, and you are older than me. You're 4 years older than me. Yeah. Someone your age certainly would be in the parameter. And you went to school with the Ronald McDonald,
well,
right?
But I'm telling you that they named their child Ronald McDonald before there was an advertising campaign with a clown with curly red hair. I mean,
I'd like to research that, but before I don't have time.
But no, see, if your mind worked correctly, you'd realize what I'm saying is so, because when there was no Ronald McDonald when I was 6, you know there was no Ronald McDonald when I was 0.
All right, I guess my point is there was a Ronald McDonald when you were 6. You just were not aware that there was a Ronald McDonald when you were 6.
McDonald's were brand new.
How old were you when you were 6? I mean, what year?
See, that's the way your mind works.
Is that a trick question?
Hey, you were trying to trick her, Don.
What year was it when you were 6?
I proved my point.
Honey, what year was it when you were 6?
I was born in 1955. It was the early 60s.
Listen, by 1961, there certainly was such a presence as Ronald McDonald.
Do you think so? I don't think so.
No.
Really?
No.
I don't think so.
You're incorrect, my boo-boo-boo.
I think so.
Well, you know, we've got those people. We've got guys in the basement of the science building.
Somebody will look it up.
That'll figure that out.
Speedy was the original mascot.
And our friend, or this kid, Ronald McDonald, was born in the late 50s. There was no Ronald.
You know, I think we might have to defer to the two seniors here who are indicating that. Now, Buzz is saying it. 61, it wasn't. There wasn't a Ronald McDonald.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. Originally, they had Speedy or Speedy McBurger or whatever his name was.
Right.
When the burgers were 15 cents.
I remember that. And remember
what did you guys have to have your horse-driven carriages to take you up to McDonald's then?
And Buzz, do you remember how weird it was to have those little french fries? How unusual. And not to eat them with ketchup was revolutionary.
Well, see, you're not. And now I'm still in that frame, too. I remember.
Mike, you're a young man. Listen, don't put yourself in that. You're a young man.
Do you remember?
Your future's ahead of you, baby.
The first McDonald's, though, I do remember the thin french fries and the thin hamburgers, which I went nuts. And my mom and dad, you know, were like, they were saying to us, oh, that's not such a big deal. And I always used to say, I want the hamburgers to be just like they are at McDonald's, really thin, and you make them thick. This is where kids can be idiots, too.
I would just like to point out, and I'm sorry I started this, because McDonald's will not advertise on our show because of their holier-than-thou attitude.
Mm-hmm.
So screw them.
Mm-hmm. Now, the first one we ever got in our hometown was Hardee's, anyway. That's the first burger.
Hardee's rules, Mike.
Yeah, Hardee's was great.
But Hardee's rules.
There was another girl growing up named Candy Barr. Now, that's another mother who named her child a weird name just to be weird.
Well, that's not as good. Listen, when you go upstairs, look at those pictures that I sent out in the office, because it's you and Helen Keller, and if that's not...
Now, that was mean. I think that's mean to name a child Helen Keller.
Yeah. Oh, it was funny. And God, did all the guys around the station talk about that? Because, you could say it right out loud. You could say, hey,
Helen Keller.
did you see Helen Keller?
And plus...
Really idiotic stuff. And there's also a picture of me and you standing by a ridiculous big blow-up bee. Because we worked at a station that was bee something. Mm. So they had this big... And I'm looking at the picture. I'm trying to... Why would we possibly save a picture of a mascot? And then I realized that I had taken the picture because Helen Keller was standing by the mascot.
You had a Helen Keller obsession, is what you had.
I don't know how many beers I had that day, but for whatever reason.
It's a candid little snapshot of Helen Keller.
And she's real small in the picture. Like, you can hardly pick her out.
Uh-huh. But let me tell you one more thing about this name thing, too. I get indignant when people say to me, did you name your child after Bart Simpson? Mm-hmm. And like,
well, we did.
Anyway, Bart Simpson came along after Bart, and why would we be so stupid to name our child after a cartoon character? We name our children after football players, and they better not forget it.
Yeah.
Mock me because I named Bart after a football player. That's a football player. Well, I will tell you something. When we had your birthday party, mm-hmm. I had everybody in tears with that story about Bart Starr seeing me when I was in the hospital.
I'm sure there was no liquor involved.
All right, they were kind of liquored up.
Yeah, right.
We're naming our second child Speed Racer.
Yeah.
We're really looking forward to that.
Name it after, it was at the time when we were naming after athletes, I was just thankful that he didn't love, like, Too Tall Jones or something.
All right. Listen, I think the Frida show is about over.
Oh.
You wanted to speak to Jimmy?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, all right.
Sorry, Jimmy, I wore out my welcome.
Jimmy, would you pick up the line, please?
Hello.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hello. I was going to ask Buzz something last night, and it's something that you and I were talking about a moment ago.
Uh-huh.
Buzz, last night, I had another of my they're less frequent than they used to be, awkward moments with Buzz.
Really?
I thought it was awkward.
This was very kind of you.
You remember the time that Buzz and I both pulled into the parking lot together at the same time?
Yes.
And he got out of his car and, went running ahead, and I thought, you should stop it at least, give me a pedestrian hello, how you doing?
Of course.
Well, last night, right on the heels of that, and you know how upset I am about that.
You're very, I learned years ago that you're very sensitive about things like that.
Well, last night, everybody gets in the cars, and we're going away, and you were giving Rabe...
Yeah, I had the boy in the car.
...a ride to pick up his car, which was at the mechanics,
right? Yeah, I had to show him how to adjust the seat, because he really was actually putting a dent in the roof of the car. he is so large that he gets in there, and the passenger seat was set for my wife, who's 4'10 and a half, and Rob sits in the car, and all of a sudden I see his head pressing up against the fabric at the top of the car, and I said, adjust the seat. No, that's not necessary. Go ahead, adjust the seat. Ah, there we are.
So Mike and Rob go driving away, and I get in my car, and I turn it on, and I pull it to the end of the driveway, and then I see like a kid standing at a bus stop.
Yeah.
It's Buzz.
Sitting on the curb.
Right, he's just standing there. He's got his briefcase. So I look at him for a minute, and it's just that second we just look at each other.
Yeah.
And I looked and I said, hey, what are you doing? Do you need a ride?
Uh-huh.
And he said, no, that's all right. With a faraway look in his eyes. He says, right. No, that's all right. Rob's coming to pick me up.
Yeah.
And I thought,
I said, no, thank you. Rob is coming to get me.
And then for some reason I felt weird because as I drove away, I looked in my rearview mirror, and there you were just standing like a little kid with his lunchbox just standing there. And I thought, how could Rob be coming to pick you up when Mike took Rob to pick up his car last night? And then I talked to Mike about this on the air.
And Rob told me that both Buzz and Rob were getting their car serviced at the same time. And when you told me about that, I said, well, I could have given you a lift to get your car, too.
My car was at a different place.
Was it the same place where I gave you a lift last time?
And yes, but you have a two-seater, right?
No, I don't have a two-seater.
Oh, okay. All right.
God, how long have we been working together?
I don't know.
The FU car, you know, the FU car.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a four-door.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you had room, and I didn't want to invite myself.
See, there it is again. There it is. There's the ever-so-polite Buzz Burbank.
It's basically on the way, and even though it would be a little diversion for Rob, I would have given you a ride before Rob.
Well, it's very nice of you. But
yeah, know your place in the food chain.
Normally, Rob and I give each other rides. This was a rare occasion where we both took our cars in to different mechanics on the same day, and I didn't want to make you, Mike, go two places, and I wanted to take up your offer, Don, but
why didn't you? I would have given you a ride
because
home.
Then Rob would have come back and found me nowhere.
Oh,
and
so,
then
right.
I would have been, like, standing him up.
That's a valid reason.
It's hard not to offend everybody.
All right, so you'd already arranged with Rob that after Mike took Rob to get Rob's car,
exactly.
Rob was going to come all the way back to the station to pick you up to take you home.
He was maybe back in 5 minutes.
Maybe I've been working, I know you worked with Don before, but mm-hmm. I've been working with him, I guess, for the longest sustained time.
Right.
And the play on that, just a piece of advice that uh-huh. I'm giving you here. He comes out and says, hey, can I give you a lift?
Right.
You take the ride, and then you explain to Rob the day after what happened.
Well, in the future, that's what I'll do.
I'm just trying to help. I'm just trying to help, but I wasn't able.
It was very nice.
I wasn't able to put it all together until Mike.
Did you feel a little weird? And you felt your feelings were hurt driving away.
Yes. As I looked in the rearview mirror, and you were standing there by yourself, I'm thinking, well, now, how can Rob come to pick you up when I know that Mike has just taken Rob to get his car at the mechanic? And I swear, I adjust the rearview mirror, and there you are standing there.
The only mistake I made driving Rob to his mechanic is it's a two-lane divided highway. You got two lanes on one side, you got two lanes on the other side. And the only mistake I made, I had to take a left turn, go across the other two lanes of traffic, mm-hmm. turn around at the gas station, come out to the light again and shoot across. What I would have done if I had to do it again, I would have let him out on the little concrete strip.
And let him walk.
Yes, that was the only... Robin,
you were much too nice, Mike.
I hope you know that's the only mistake I made. But I made him wear the hat.
And it would have been more...
His beanie?
His beanie with the little propeller on it.
It would have been more convenient for me to ride with you. I would have gotten home sooner, but I didn't want to hurt Rob's feelings, and I'd already...
There's your problem right there.
I already had a date.
Never consider Rob's feelings.
You know, technically, it would have been out of your way, though. The way you... The normal way that you go home, it would have been out of your way. But
I knew that.
You could have taken the option, but it would have technically been out of your way. So I know in the long run, you may have been disturbed by that.
By what, if I really had to drive Buzz
home? If you really had to take him...
I guarantee that if I had given you a ride home, today, I probably would be bitching about the fact that I had to give you a ride home. Listen, I make no bones about it. I want my cake, I want to eat it too.
Of course.
When I ask you if you want a ride, I want you to say yes, but really... I don't want you to say yes, because I don't want to take you all the way to your house, but on the other hand, I'm driving away and I feel bad. I see you standing there, I think, you only live 20 minutes from my house. I could have taken you to your house.
Well, I wasn't going to my house. I was going to the mechanic 2 blocks away.
You know, all this would be unnecessary.
I could have taken you 2 blocks away.
Well,
why didn't you just say to me then last night, listen, I don't need a ride home, but my mechanic is 2 blocks away?
Well, because I'd already made arrangements with Rob to pick me up.
You know, this entire discussion would be unnecessary.
Why didn't Mike just take you, though?
This would be unnecessary if we adopted my idea of having the shuttle that I wanted everybody to use, where we all come to work in the same van.
That psychedelic bus.
All right. Well, never mind. Never mind.
I'm sorry if anyone's feelings were hurt.
That's okay, pal.
Would you look at him in the rearview mirror and just see him back there going,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Felt bad. Like, hey, what did I do to Buzz, man? Was my car not good enough for you?
No, it was a very nice offer.
You would have been able to explain it to Rob the day after.
I thought of that later and kicked myself and thought, I could have been home.
Because Rob wouldn't be offended because Rob would be still enjoying the euphoria of getting his big Caprice Classic back, all tuned up and ready to rev.
Mm-hmm. Ready to go 35 on the Beltway. turn those emergency flashers on and
drive for it, Rob.
35 in the left lane. All right, well, these are the tangled webs that we weave here.
What about Jimmy, though? Why didn't you ask Jimmy?
He's helping my wife with something.
Yeah. Well, no, he's helping your wife today, but what about yesterday?
I'm kidding. I don't know.
I thought he had to stay after.
Does Jimmy have a car? Does Jimmy own a car?
Yeah. Why did Jimmy have to stay after? He wasn't on super double secret probation.
Here comes Charles Broyhill.
And Broyhill, how come you couldn't give somebody a ride?
Jimmy has to do the promo, and I don't like people. I don't want anyone in my car.
He doesn't. He doesn't. You can barely get a hello out of him out of here.
And you know what? You got the attitude, Broyhill, as long as you're on the subject. You got the attitude about that car like it's a Rolls Royce, man.
Not at all.
Not I mean, his car.
Have you seen the way he treats his car?
You know, because it's a car like he's never driven before. It's a car that does not fit his personality at all.
All of his previous cars have been muscle cars.
Muscle cars, like it was a Grand National.
A Grand National before.
That had like
Honda.
A huge V8 engine.
V6. And now, what is that now you're driving? A Hyundai?
A Honda.
A Honda.
Honda.
When you came driving in the first day. A Honda. When you came driving in with that Honda the first day, I couldn't believe it. That is that's such an abnormal car for you.
But take a look at it. I mean, take a look at how immaculately, immaculately that car is cleaned.
I've washed it twice in the last year. It's white. I don't have to.
Yeah.
Really? All I know is that you treat that car like you used to treat your muscle cars.
Yeah.
Very special. You park it at that jaunty angle down in the parking lot, and you hover and you wait for the spots.
Did you put that big filling, loosening sound system in it?
Yes, I did. It's bigger, actually.
Where you come up to the intersections, and everyone else in like a 400-yard radius can enjoy your music as well.
And that's exactly the point. I mean, you're sitting at a light, and all of a sudden you hear behind you, and you hear, and you look over, and it's a guy in a Honda. It's a guy like in a Honda that should be in a circus that has a bunch of clowns coming out of it. He's driving it like a muscle car.
And then, and the person that's ever driving those cars, always looking straight ahead. With, you know, what's wrong? Nothing's wrong. You know, they know everybody's looking at him because their car's going. All right.
Well, I think all the questions are answered.
Yeah. I think you're right, yep.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Good afternoon.
Hello, you're on the air.
I was curious. We recently, I guess, picked up your show here in Austin, Texas.
Oh, and there must be many, many questions you have.
Well, you know, being new to the show, I was curious. Don's voice sounds so familiar to me. I was curious to know if he was originally in, you know, lived in Houston, did a radio show in the morning there.
In where?
Houston, Texas.
No, sir, we all sound the same. That wasn't me. I've been in many cities, but never in Houston.
Tell the truth. That's when you were Donnie Joe.
Well, I tell you, I don't know if you guys even mentioned other radio shows, but in Houston there's a morning show called Stevens and Pruitt.
Stevens and Pruitt, yeah.
Yes, the Stevens and Pruitt show.
Super show. It might as well be the Joe and Schmo show. What about that?
Well, the Stevens and Pruitt showgram, I believe.
What about them?
Well, I just...
Are they Stevens and Pruitt in the morning?
Yes.
Of course they are.
Yeah, sure. You know, any disc jockey is good when he has to put in the morning after his name.
Well,
the audience is so stupid they don't know what time they're getting up and listening to the radio.
I mean, out of Don, what's your last name?
Geronimo.
Okay. Your voice, I grew up in Houston years ago, and I used to listen to that morning show, and it was one of the funniest shows I ever heard.
Well, Stevens and Pruitt Show, sponsored by Pick Sweet Green Beans.
I was Stevens. Let's be honest. I was Stevens in a former life. You got me. You pegged me.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I was Stevens. And I'm absolutely right.
I'm Jack Pruitt.
It's us. You pegged us, but we don't like mentioning that on this show.
Yeah.
Okay.
So keep it quiet, please, okay?
There you go. Stop for the day.
Don is Ken Stevens. I'm Jack Pruitt.
I didn't know you were going.
Ken it was Stevens, either Ken or Connie. I didn't want to use Connie Stevens.
Yeah, I've been listening to this show, and I thought anybody who calls a sucker enough to call this show is like sticking the head in the lion's mouth.
Well, you should know that. You've been a fan of the Stevens and Pruitt in the morning show.
Ken Stevens and Jack Pruitt. Fantastic program.
All right, goodbye.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Oh, my God.
Ken Stevens.
Yeah, we're Stevens and Pruitt. Who the hell are Stevens and Pruitt? How come they all come in twos?
Yeah.
I mean, we were one of the first to come in twos. You know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean.
You know, pair up.
Yeah, we decided, though, it'd be kind of unique to just use the first names.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for simplicity's sake.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don.
Yes, Ken Stevens, Jack Pruitt with you.
Hi, you're next on the Stevens and Pruitt show.
Good afternoon, buddy.
Hey, you're doing it. What is with this DJ voice? Do they teach this in like DJ school or something?
Listen, I've never known a successful disc jockey who's ever been to disc jockey school. First of all, that's a big misnomer.
Well, so then how do they get the voice?
The voice? Anybody can get the voice, buddy. I'm sure you can put a big smile on your face.
How do you think Ken Stevens and Jack Pruitt did it?
And don't you say, good morning, buddy. Come on, say it now.
Go ahead.
Good
morning, buddy.
All right, now, except when you say morning, you got to say it like boredom. Good morning, buddy.
Morning.
He can't do it. Some people are more challenged than others.
Sad to say that you are not talented enough to be a disc jockey, and I can tell you firsthand it takes no talent to be a disc jockey.
I'm pretty bad off.
Try this one.
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, you show some promise there. How about this? Good looking Tuesday.
A good looking Tuesday.
Working for the weekend.
Working for the weekend.
All right, here's another great one. Hey, tell your boss to shove it.
What?
Tell your boss to shove it.
Your boss to shove it.
78 on the outside.
78 on the outside.
There you go.
All right, you got it. Go
I'm
for
a
it.
DJ now.
Yes, you are. Congratulations, Pinocchio. Today you were a real boy. Goodbye now. Bye, buddy.
He's quick there and just hang up. There you go. He's got it. He's got what it takes.
We'll be back on the flip side. Chime time, 5 minutes till the big hour. Bing bong.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Please join me on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May, to be an array of international stars and celebrities from all over, from the world. Oh, shit, I'm doing it again. Hi, this is Barry White. Please join me on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That is Saturday and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. For the first thing to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th in Waco, Texas. I'm cutting the f*** out, Tony. Jesus. Hi, this is Barry White. And Paul Quinn College cordially invite you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, one more time. Invite you to a weekend in Waco, Texas, Saturday and Sunday. Hi, this is Barry White. And Paul Quinn College cordially invite you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Waco, Texas, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. This gala weekend will include the welcoming of celebrities, reception on Friday, the first, second, and third round of tennis tournament. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. One more time. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Waco, Texas. Welcoming celebrities, some reception on Friday. Let's take it after the 8th, 9th, and 10th. Okay? Do it over. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend in Waco, Texas, on Friday. This ass these words up, man. I mean, he's got words that he don't even need. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend in Waco, Texas, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. This gala weekend will include the welcoming celebrity reception on Friday, the first, second, and third rounds of the tennis tournament, the Barry White concert with the Love Unlimited Orchestra, of course, and the post-concert reception on Saturday, and a championship semi-finals. Oh, fuck this shit, man. I'm going to cut this shit off. All right, fuck this. I'm going to take it up to... Concert Love Unlimited Orchestra. That's where I'm going to stop at. So get your tickets now. Hi, this is Barry White. And Paul Quinn College in Quartz cordially invite your ass to come on down. Hi, this is Barry White. And Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend on Friday, Saturday, just a bit. Hi, this is Barry White. And Paul Quinn College. It's Lord Jesus.
The Don and Mike Show.
Expertly aged, like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
I'm sure it would help us, the number 14 standpoint and everything.
Although I'm positive the guy's just goofing us. Hello?
I'm not that positive.
You're not that positive about what?
Well, I'm not. I don't think I'm goofing you guys. I listen to you guys religiously. I'm hoping I can ask you for a little advice here.
All right, what's the advice?
Maybe get some help.
Okay.
Is this Don?
And Mike. We're both right here.
Hi there.
How's it going?
How are you doing?
It's going good. It's going pretty good. We had a girl put ice cubes down the front of her bathing suit about 15 minutes ago, so that was pretty good.
Did you get a chance to hear that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that was fantastic. Right there, there'd be a good reason not to kill yourself. Yeah. You know, you wouldn't be able to have it the next time that Don picks a woman out of the audience that has her put ice cubes in her bra.
Hey, listen, I'll tell you something seriously, and then we're going to have to move on. That's like the only thing you can do that really pissed God off.
Mm-hmm.
Is to kill yourself.
Absolutely.
I really think you could do anything else and you'd be forgiven. But don't do that. Just whatever you're into, just work it out, man.
What advice did you want? Sir?
Do you think I should check myself into a recovery house, or do you think I should just end it all?
Well, now what? Are you having a problem with booze or pills or drugs or...
It's alcohol.
It's alcohol.
Oh, no. Check yourself into a place. Get help. Of course. Don't end it all.
Seriously. I mean, if you're really having trouble, don't kill yourself. But if you're one of those people that likes calling our show talking about your wieners, go ahead. Kill yourselves.
Yeah, but if you're legitimately thinking about it, we urge you not to do that. It's the other people that call in that have no intention of killing themselves that we would urge to take care of business.
Kill themselves.
Well, I swear to God.
You swear to God what?
That's what I'm thinking about.
Well, listen, let's talk about that because you shouldn't come to that realization. Nothing's that bad.
Absolutely not.
You're not the only person who's been through this.
And there are lots of people, especially today, there are lots of people that can help you out. I hope you know that.
So where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sacramento. My name's Roger.
Let me ask you a question. Why are you calling on our local lines?
Because I couldn't get through on the other line.
Ooh,
and
all right.
I love you guys.
Well, thank you, Roger.
One of the things is that I'm going to miss you guys if I go forever.
Well, don't do that, Roger.
Yeah, don't do that.
I'm going to miss you guys if I go for 21 days.
Well, don't they have radios in those places?
I think so.
Or do they cut you off from the outside world? Well, listen, either way, if you miss 21 days, what's 21 days as opposed to the rest of your life, Roger?
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, let's be serious for a second, Roger. Why would you consider taking your life? That is the greatest gift that God or Buddha or Allah or Elmer Fudd, whatever you want to call it, that's the greatest gift you've been given. Why would you want to throw that gift back?
It's the easiest way out.
Listen, you're talking...
Who knows what's on the other side.
Right, Roger, you're talking to someone who's been in quite a few dicey situations myself.
Okay.
I mean, pretty much, if it's something that's bad, I've done it. And there's been lots of times that I faced adversity like this, too. But that's not the answer, man. I swear to God, Roger, that's not the answer. I hate getting all serious here and stuff because we're doing a lighthearted show, but
on a level, we want to tell him, give him the right advice.
It's not the answer. If it's a substance, you can find some help for that, man. If you're having a problem with a woman or with a family member, you find some help there too. I mean, I swear to God, I'm on the level with you. We don't want you to kill yourself.
Take a 21-day break and then come back and enjoy the show.
Listen, what is the specific reason, Roger, that you're thinking about this?
You mentioned the easiest way out?
Yes.
What are the problems that you're finding to be insurmountable?
Having to overcome alcohol. I'm buzzed right now. I'm already...
All right, how much have you had to drink today?
Today, maybe half a pint.
There's so many people and so many programs where they can help you. You should get treatment. That's the best thing that you can do. You can find people. You can find many people that are in the exact same situation you're in, and they can help you. And that's the smartest thing to do.
Yes, and I know we do a lot of goofing about this on the show, but I got to know that there's someone out in Sacramento who's working at a detox center or an alcohol information center.
Yeah, there's Charter House.
Well, they could listen. What I'm saying is, I'm sure that we could get you help right now. You don't have to do it on the air in front of everybody, but we could hook up with someone right now and get you put in a place or get you seeing a counselor so you get this thought out of your mind right now, man. Listen, you don't want to kill yourselves. You don't know all the great stuff we got coming up on the show. If there's no other reason to kill yourself, if you're a fan of the show,
sure.
What are you going to do? You're going to miss strip trivia if you kill yourself.
You don't. You know you don't want to miss strip trivia.
Listen. I'm walking around in my underwear right now.
Listen, we're going to New Orleans to do the show in September. We're doing a live show from New Orleans. We're doing a live show from Los Angeles. For God's sakes, I know I shouldn't be talking about this, but it's a man's life on the line, so I'll tell you. We're going to be broadcasting live from the set of the Urkel show in Hollywood.
Wow. That's enough to kill yourself right there.
No. Au contraire, mon frère.
And you're too funny to kill yourself. You got a good sense of humor. And you should, you know, there's so many people that can help you. You don't have to deal with this alone. There are too many people that are going to be there to help you. Okay?
Hey, Roger, if the problem is booze or a substance, you can rise above that. I mean, no matter what the problem, you can rise above it. But you can certainly rise above that.
And a good thing is you don't have to do it alone. There are people that are out there that want to help you.
Who've been through what you're going through right now.
Most of the people that help people like you are people that have been through the exact same thing.
Okay. Now, listen, I hear now, I've got just been handed a note here that from Jimmy the intern saying that this guy called on Friday also, too, and that Jimmy didn't put him through to us because we were in the middle of doing something else at the moment. Did you call on Friday, too, Roger?
I don't think I did, no. I don't remember. But
just another suicidal guy who called on Friday. All right.
But Jimmy blew off.
Well, we are running on a very tight schedule on Friday, Mike.
So many things go on the show on Friday.
And we had to get Al Michaels on and everything. He was on a timetable.
Sir, you know how busy our Friday shows are, right?
Yes, I do. Right.
Well, then I'm glad you waited till Monday for this call, because you know we have the time on a Monday to help you.
Now, you had mentioned you're aware of counselors, right? You're aware of places to go to get help?
Yes.
Make that call, okay?
Or, listen, would you like us to intervene here? I mean, not on the air, but off the air. We'll get somebody.
I don't care if it's on the air or off the air or not.
I think I would imagine that someone from a center, where you live, in Sacramento?
Yeah.
Would be calling in shortly. And tell me, Roger, so it's booze? Is that it? What else? What are the other reasons that you would give for wanting to take your life? Is it all revolving around alcohol?
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. I've never touched Sambuca, but...
Well, good.
Right now, I'm... I'm on brandy. Corbell.
Well, there's no way to go through life. I'm not trying to lecture you. I'm just telling you, someone who's been in similar situations, man. The reward that you get from pulling yourself out of this goes way past any high that you would get from being drunk or running away from your problems by drinking.
I've pulled my way out of it before.
You can do it again.
No, then just do it for good.
120 effing days.
Yeah. Now, don't worry about the days, you know. I mean, the commitment you make, the time commitment you make means nothing. It's what the end result is. That's what you want to focus on, okay?
Other folks backslide, and they come right back, and you can do it, too. You can do it again. You can do it better this time.
Roger, listen.
I'd love to have a son.
Well, I'm being honest with you. That won't happen if you kill yourself.
That's for sure.
Won't happen. And I'm telling you something, I consider myself to be a religious man, even with all the stuff that I talk about on the air here.
I know.
Listen.
I've listened for over 2 years.
Don't do it, man. Don't do it. God's given you the biggest gift he can give you by giving you life. Work through it. Work through it. And if you can't find solace in God, you know, we'll be here for you. And there's got to be people in your life who care about you, Roger. Now, hold on a second. Roger, did you call another radio show to say that you wanted to kill yourself on another radio show?
No, I swear to God I didn't.
All right, hold on a second. Hold on.
You get a lot of amateur sleuths out there, you know, that's the thing.
Hello?
Hello.
Did you hear this guy on another show?
I thought I heard him on the Sports Babe last week.
Must have been somebody else.
Rob, you're such a whiner. He's not the only drug-addicted person walking around in their underwear.
No, but he feels badly about backsliding.
You know, and you have to be careful in these situations, Mr. Sensitive. You understand what we're talking about?
If there is that
chance that there's somebody that's considering doing something like this, you have to give a little credence to what they're saying and try to help them out.
I think he's on the level. I mean, we have the technology to get his telephone number.
But he should call Dr. Laura. This is the wrong show. You guys are much better. Show your talent.
We're talking about a human life, man.
I'm not talking about making people laugh. I'm talking about taking a live telephone call. This show is
the wrong show. What? You know what? God, unbelievable. It's the wrong show, man. Well, we can't help it. He called us.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Baby.
Hi there.
I got to tell you, my crap detector's going off big time. I took an OD 6 years ago.
I was in a coma for 4 days. I didn't tell anybody I was going to do it. I sure as hell didn't call a radio show.
Let me tell you something. These crap detector people might push this guy over the edge. I think we ought to behave ourselves.
Different strokes for different folks.
All what, I can say is, you know, for the guy out in Sacramento,
I just want to say, Don, that I'm choosing to ignore my crap detector right now. I'm, you know, just to be on the safe side.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. Debbie.
Hey.
Hi.
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 I like you, Don. Mike, you're great. Please get out of my office, please. Everybody leave. I'm doing something very important now.
Who are you talking to? Hello?
People come in my office all the time. They don't know they don't know how to knock. They just
What are you calling for, ma'am?
Okay, the reason I'm calling is, if Roger thinks life's a bitch, boy, he hasn't seen nothing yet. You know, he don't give up. I have had so much bad luck in the past 10 years. If anybody would be a candidate to be killing themselves, I could have killed myself 10
and
times.
And you're hanging in there. You're persevering.
Hey,
good
you
for
got
you.
To.
All right. Well,
you
thank
got
you.
To.
All right, thank you, Debbie.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, golly. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi. I'm just curious why he called after you requested somebody call that wants to kill themselves.
Well, listen, maybe he's a good listener. Maybe he wants to help the fact they're number 14 in the ratings. I don't, maybe he was thinking about it. And he heard us talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the case.
Isn't that a possibility?
You know, if he was had those thoughts, we tapped into that because we were, you know, kidding around on the radio, and then he decided to call us.
Listen, I'll find out right now if he's kidding or not.
With all due respect, Don?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think we've all felt our moments before where we felt really down. But, I mean, you know, I think the woman before had a decent point. It's like, why would you call a radio show? And,
well, you know, listen, why would a guy get up on top of a building and shoot people? You know, if you've got problems.
And do you understand that crap detector or no crap detector, I mean, there are certain situations that you have to handle with some amount of responsibility.
All right, now listen, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You tell me something, goddammit. Are you lying to us?
No, I'm not.
Don't you lie to us. Cause
I swear to God, because I know how you guys feel about that. I'm
okay?
Not lying to you.
Especially something serious like this. You promise? Because if not, we'll kill you. I'll tell you this. If you're kidding about killing yourselves, and you're really kidding, we will kill you.
No, I'm not.
You might as well be dead.
Now, are you going to get some help? Because that's the smartest thing to do. I think you know that's the smartest thing to do is to get some help, right? You can do it.
I'm having my sister look into what my insurance is going to cover. That's right now for sure.
But you got to do better than that, Roger. Hold on. I got a counselor on the line. Let me put you on with this guy.
Okay.
Hello, is this Bill?
Hello.
Hello, Bill.
Hi, guys.
Now, are you really a trained professional?
Yes, sir.
Where are you trained at? I mean, what are your qualifications?
Eastern Pennsylvania Psychiatric Institute.
Okay, you counseled people in this situation before?
Well, you know, let's ask a question. Let's just start out with this simple question.
You're on.
Can I say one thing?
You're on with him right now.
It sounds like he's coming from Sacramento because I've heard him on other radio shows.
That's right.
Oh, God.
You know me. You know
he's
my voice. You can trust me, can't you? You never
heard
me lie on the air?
I don't want to say the other guy's name who you've been on with, but I've...
Well, go ahead. Listen, at this point, what do we have to lose?
You don't need to mention another radio station name, but you know me. You know my voice.
I've heard you.
I always tell the truth, right?
But what are you?
We have something in common.
What are you, like Frasier Crane or something? Hello?
Hey, Don?
Yes.
Don, this guy loves radio. That's why he listens to you.
Wait a minute. Where are you calling?
And you don't.
I do.
Wait a minute.
I love.
Gentlemen, where are you calling? Counselor person, where are you calling from?
From Sacramento.
All right, you're from Sacramento. Go ahead.
Listen, I'll tell you this. You both sound like squirrely radio files to me to begin with.
Exactly. And Don, that's
work
where
every day
I,
and
how
I listen
I think
to
we
the,
can save this guy.
To the GD radio.
Okay, what did you say, counselor person?
I say, I think maybe we can use his love of radio to save him today.
I don't like the counselor.
I swear to God, I'm not BSing you.
Neither. Hold on a second.
No, don't worry. We don't think you're BSing us. We don't think you're BSing us.
I have another. I'm being beeped on the other line. Maybe it's my sister.
Okay, well, take that call.
And what was the deal with the other guy? What was the other guy?
The other guy, I just didn't think it was the greatest idea, putting this guy, if he is indeed legitimate with this, that other guy.
I believe the other guy was a radio guy because he was certainly pushy enough.
Sure, sure.
I've heard that guy on your station before.
Really?
On your show.
Did you take your other call?
Go see if that's your sister.
Well, it's not beeping now.
Oh, it isn't?
Oh, my.
Oh, dear.
Well, listen, now, what do you do when you have someone who's saying they want to kill themselves, but you have commercials that you have to play?
Can you stay on the line?
But listen, I don't have all day to devote to this topic.
Can we hook him up with somebody somebody competent to handle this?
Can you hold on a second, Roger?
Yeah.
Roger? Now, listen, you're not going to do anything stupid during these commercials, right? Come on.
Roger, really, there's no point in doing that.
I love you guys too much to do anything
stupid.
I know what... I'm not... Like I said, I'm not effing with you guys. I love the show. I know what it's about.
Well, good. Well, then don't hurt yourself, man.
You'd be a big success story on our show. Yeah, we'll have you on again and again and again. It'll be great. Okay.
Well, I don't know if I could be the other Bob Dole, but I swear.
Well, maybe you can, though, huh?
No, I don't want
to
be.
All right, well, listen, you seem pretty chipper. We're just trying
to
tell
you. Too.
You can be involved, you know, any way you want with
our
show.
I have anxiety attacks like crazy right now.
Okay. Well, maybe it's a good time to take a break.
Maybe you should have a drink. Oh, no.
No.
I don't have anything to drink right now.
That's probably just as well.
Well, Kenny Dukakis used Aquanet. That's the wrong time. You know, I can't help it. I got a mind like a sponge. I just absorb all this junk. And Roger,
I love you guys because you have exactly my sense of humor.
Roger, just trying to keep it light. Listen, my friend, don't kill yourself. And we're going to find you somebody during this commercial set, and we're going to hook you up with them. Okay?
We're going to find a competent professional that's going to help you out. Okay? Somebody can probably give you a little better advice than we can. Okay? Is that okay?
You're pretty competent.
Well, thank you, but there are people that do this a lot better than we do, and we're going to hook you up with that
okay.
person. All right?
That's my way, right? I just say, listen, you know, God damn it, straighten yourself out. Don't kill yourself. Go do what you have to do. Just do it, man. You know, do like Nike. Just do it.
Do the right thing. Do the right thing, man.
In the words of Dave Elliott.
The other thing I'm thinking about is I'm losing my job.
Well, there are a lot more things more important than a job.
Listen, if I thought about killing myself every time I lost a job, I would have killed myself like 15 times by now.
I know. You've been on radio since you were 16.
Right.
There are other jobs.
Everybody's faced adversity, sir. I'll tell you something. I really mean it. It's the coward's way out. It's the coward's way out to kill themselves. If you think life is too... Maybe you should. It's the coward's way out. It's wrong morally. You're depriving yourself of life's greatest gift.
And when you look back on your life, if you look back on your life,
then don't kill yourself, Roger.
Don't kill yourself. You're looking back on your life. A job isn't going to mean a hill of beans. What means something is you look at your whole life, your family, and that's the most important thing. And you say you've got a sister that cares about you. That's the most important thing. Okay?
Can you kill yourself? Football's on, man.
It's the football season.
Jesus, who won the Packers game?
Packers won 7-3. Jesus, there's a game on tonight, man. How can you kill yourself?
On the Raiders game.
The Raiders.
Raiders. They won it by 7 points, yeah. But the Cowboys took out the first stringers after the first quarter.
And Denver's playing tonight in Mexico City
with their new queer uniforms. I mean, you don't want to miss that. You got to kill yourself. You know, do it after the Super Bowl, man. At least hang around through football season. Through the holidays.
That's the kind of crap I think about, too.
Yeah.
I listen...
Well, listen, we got to come up with a plan for you that works day to day.
Yep.
Day by day.
Can you hang in there for us? Will you do it for us and our listeners?
Come on, listen, I'll tell you something seriously. If you really did something now, you'd like really screw up our show, man. You know what I'm saying? It'd be real tough for us to continue with the show today if you did this.
We want continual progress reports on you, Roger. We want you to pull out of this thing, okay? Roger, you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Right. Well, are you all right? You're breathing a little heavy. You all right?
I'm having
an anxiety attack.
Get yourself a paper bag and breathe into a paper bag.
Calm down. You got lots of friends. You got friends here. You got friends back there in Sacramento too.
Hey, listen. We don't want you to kill yourselves.
Okay.
Yourself. We're losing plenty of listeners on our own.
This isn't good radio.
Don't need to lose anybody killing themselves, except those who deserve it.
And we're gonna find somebody who's competent to talk to you, okay?
Things will get better. You can fix this.
Okay, Raj?
Yeah.
Raj, calm down. Take some deep breaths, Roger, and we're going to find somebody you can talk to.
Okay? I'm going to put you on hold now, Roger. Okay? Do I have your word you're not going to hang up?
I swear I won't hang up because I love you guys.
Good
so
man.
Much.
Good
I'm
man.
Not
okay.
BSing you.
Okay, we know you're not BSing.
I'm not BSing.
I don't think you're BSing. All right, hold on then, please, Roger, okay? All right, let's get someone from Sacramento on the phone who could maybe...
get somebody professional.
Pinpoint where this guy is and get him some help, okay? And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You like football, Mary?
Yes, I do. I'm a big fan.
Up the magic dragon,
it's a great song.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
Who would have thought it wasn't really about a dragon, huh?
What do you mean?
You know, the whole drug thing.
No, I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
Some people think that to pop the magic dragon means they're really to smoke a marijuana cigarette.
Well, Puff's just the name of the boy's magical dragon.
Right.
Are you a pothead, Falker?
No. No. What? No. Jack, no, I'm not. I pass on grass all the time. I mean, not all the time.
Yes or no, Greg?
No. Yes. No.
The Don and Mike Show.
Operating under the Jolly Directive. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I was just talking, I don't know, Tim or one of the sales guys in the hallway. He said, well, what is the difference between this and when you tell someone to kill themselves? Well, when I tell somebody who calls the show to kill themselves, of course I don't mean it. I don't think they're actually going to do it. Not that they're not deserving of it, in my humble opinion.
Of course.
But this guy, he hasn't done anything to us. I certainly don't wish that they would take us. I don't wish anybody would take their life, really.
And crap detector or not, you have to handle this a little bit differently than you would, say, somebody that says they slept with their sister.
Okay, Roger? Hey, Raj.
I'm still here.
All right, good. Now, joining us from Sacramento, here is Jen. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Hi, listen, you're on the air.
Okay.
And we have this guy who called our show.
I've been listening to the radio. I've had several calls. I'd like to give our number here.
Okay.
It's 368-3111.
What, Raj?
Yeah.
Raj, did you write that number down, bud?
What is it? 368 what?
3111. And there is someone here all the time, 24 hours a day, seven days a week.
And are you a counselor also?
I'm a crisis line counselor.
Okay.
And there is someone here. Roger, will you call this number?
Yep. I got one of these damn mechanical pencils. The damn thing ain't working.
Well, take your time, Roger. You can go get another pencil.
Listen, Jen, can you talk to Roger now?
I would do it confidentially. I'll have him call here and I'll speak with him.
You talk about mechanical pencils an awful lot, too.
Yeah, Roger.
Okay,
I hate mechanical pencils. Hey, I hate mechanical pencils, Roger.
Listen to you.
Don't kill yourself. You and I can mount a campaign to wipe the world of these evil mechanical pencils.
Right now, I'm using a big-ass blue Sharpie.
Yeah.
Hey, Roger, again, I'm tracking with you. I love Sharpies, man. My favorite writing instrument.
Did you get that number down, Roger?
No.
Okay.
3-8 what?
Go
368.
368.
3111.
3111. Write that down. 368-3111.
111.
Roger? All right, thank you, Jen.
Yeah, hey, Roger, you didn't get the number right. It's 368-3111. Did you get it?
368-3111.
That's it. All right, Jen, hold on a second, please.
Okay.
All right. Okay, now listen, Roger. Hey,
yeah.
Raj? Okay, you're back with us now. Listen, are you going to take care of this, bud? Promise me you're going to take care of this. Promise me. Promise me, if you're a big fan of the show, promise me you're going to take care of this. You're going to take care of it by not taking that way out. Come on now, Roger. Make the commitment now. Make the commitment right now that you're not going to do that. I don't care what else you do. Just make me the promise, the commitment, you're not going to kill yourself.
I don't know if I can do that, man.
Roger, you can do it. Nothing is that bad, man. Nothing's that bad. Nothing. You lost your job? Big job. You'll find another job. You got a problem with booze? We'll get you off booze.
You can call that number for us. Can't you do that, Roger? Can you do that for us?
I will call it.
They can help you get past those anxiety attacks.
Now, Roger, listen, I'm going to hang up on you now. I want you to go call that number right now.
And you can call us back anytime you want, okay, Roger? All right?
Raj?
Yeah.
You can call us back anytime you want.
Listen, I want you to call back.
We want to keep track of your progress. We're here for you, and we want to know what's going on, okay? Can we make that deal?
Roger?
Can we make that deal that we'll be here for you?
Can I have another number other than the 800 number?
What do you mean, a number to get through here at the studio?
To get through like I did today, because when I called...
You could call on that number you called today, Roger.
I don't have that number now.
Yeah, we'll give you a number. Sure, we'll give you a number, Roger. Absolutely, we'll give you a number. Roger, we'll give you a special number, I promise.
I'm not BSing you guys.
I don't think, but Roger, listen, I'll give you a special number, but you got to promise you're not going to hurt yourself. No special number unless you promise that you're not going to hurt yourself. Because then anytime you got a problem, you know, if I'm not busy, I'll talk to you.
Roger's still got his sense of humor. I think that's good.
Not having my lunch or watching TV or something. You know,
TV's very important to Don. You know that, Roger.
Don't ever call me if I'm taking a dump. That's when they tell you I'm in conference. You ever ask me if they say he's in conference? That means I am just cutting loose with a dead soldier.
Seeing a man about a log.
Haven't had a dump for a while.
Well, maybe that's
what alcohol does.
Listen, you get yourself a nice bowel movement.
I know it, Roger.
Get yourself a nice bowel movement and things be looking up.
And you're going to call that number for us?
I will call the number.
Listen, I want you to hang
up. I'll call the number.
All right, you hang up right now. You hang up and you call that number. I will give you a number you can call us back on, okay? Roger?
Yeah.
Roger, I want to hear from you.
You going to let us know what's going on?
I don't want you to play with me either.
I'm not playing with you, Roger. Listen, I don't want to devote the whole time to the show to a guy who wants to kill himself.
I realize that.
What I'm saying to you is, you make the commitment. You're not going to hurt yourself. We'll help you get some help.
We've got a number for you. That's a crisis counselor number. They can help you. Believe me, they're used to helping people in your situation.
I'm not playing with you. I told you. I promise. I'm a man of my word. If we give, say we'll give you a number, we'll give you a number. Now, I'll tell you this, too. You get to be a real pain in the ass, like calling every 5 minutes.
No, I won't do that.
No.
Give you my word about that.
All right.
If for one, you can guarantee this. If I get help, whether I do or I don't, you won't be hearing from me again. And if I do, it'll be in 21 days.
Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear you talking like that because it sounds like you want to get help. And that's
I want to get help.
That's the smoke within your
own. There you go.
You're halfway there, Roger.
Roger, right there. If you really want to do it, we're going to help you make that step.
You the man, Roger.
And then I do want to hear from you in 21 days we'll be on vacation. Let's make it 28 days.
And Roger, hearing you laugh is the best thing we can hear for you right now.
You know, I know what you guys do. I could...
Come on, Roger. You pull it together. How old are you, Roger?
I'm 32.
All right. Pull yourself together. For God's sakes, you're a grown-up man, Roger.
You're a young guy. You got lots of things that are going to happen in your life. Lots of things are going to happen for you. You can have kids. You can get a new job. You can succeed in whatever you try to do. That's what you're going to do. But the first thing to do is to call that crisis line, okay?
Hey, man, Men in Black's not even out on video yet.
That's right.
What do you want to kill yourself for? So many things to look forward to.
I'd like to have kids so I can have to wait for them for 2 years like Mike does.
Kids are the greatest things in the world. You know that, and you're a young guy. You're 32, I'm 38. I just had a little baby. It's great. It's the greatest thing. You can have lots
of
little kids.
I'd like to congratulate you on that also.
Thank you. You got lots of kids of your own, Roger.
Listen, we want to congratulate you on just making it through another day. So listen, buddy, you go call that number right now. I'm going to put you on hold. Excuse me.
368-3111.
And Broyhill or someone will give you a number you can call us.
Okay? We're going to give you the special number for you, and then we're going to have you call that crisis line, all right?
All right.
Okay.
Roger? Good man.
All right. You promise?
I promise.
Swear to God?
I swear to God.
Good. Good man. Good man.
You hang in there, Roger. We'll be talking to you again, okay?
Roger, would you like an X-Files wall calendar or X-Files wall map?
I got the new high society with the redhead in it. What's her name?
Big Red?
Big Red,
yeah. Over 50?
No, not over 50, no. I'm not into that.
But you might not want to take a look at that too often. That might not help you out, Roger.
That would send me over the line for sure. It's almost sending...
Well, Jesus. Roger, you seem to have you've retained your sense of humor. So keep your dignity. Don't kill yourself, sir. And hold on a second, okay? All right, we want you around, Roger. Roger, I'm not screwing around with you, okay?
Okay.
All right?
I'm not screwing with you guys either.
Don't think you are.
We understand that. This is going to work out for the best, Roger.
Okay, you hold on a second, Roger.
Okay.
All right. Give him Ken Stevens' phone number. I'm too busy. I can't be bothered with Roger.
Are you kidding me? Come on.
And make sure you give him Ken Stevens' email address.
Yeah. That would be... Ken Stevens, one word, @sprintmail.com. Hello. We're sent Ken some letters. Say, please kill yourself.
And for those of you that are saying, hey, what are you doing? We are giving Roger a number, and we're also giving him a hotline number, and he's going to be taken care of.
He'll be all right. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hey, guys. Mary Bethesda Avenue here.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing? Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
crap detector going off, but kudos to you for the way you've handled this past situation. I mean, I got to say, Roger's voice is awfully familiar.
Yeah, you never know. You can't take a chance on that. You know, there's enough credibility there where if the guy is legit, you know, we can deal with having the crap detector go off.
Absolutely.
Oh, and listen, we'll find out. We've already got his phone number. We've got some information on. So if
can you give it to the counseling people out there in Sacramento as a 368-3111 number?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, we want Roger to handle that himself.
Cool.
Okay.
But you know, anything can change. You know, there's never kill yourself because things can always change.
Yep. You got to think about the alternative. Hey, we were so smart. We accused him of lying to us, and then he really does take his own life.
Well, I mean, he would have shown us, huh?
He would win that battle.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You know who should kill himself? That Bob Dole guy. Bob Dole.
Go ahead, do it.
That guy.
And if you call in asking for help, we won't give you any.
I'll buy you a gun. Hello.
Hi. I just want to compliment you guys on the way you handle that.
Oh, please.
Not much of a choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do? A guy seriously calls the show and says, I'm not goofing with you. I'm going to kill myself. What are you supposed to do? All right. Thanks for listening. Hold on a second, everybody.
You know, we got a lot of good crap detectors around this studio. A lot of this staff. I think everybody in this room right now has a little of that crap detector. But I'll tell you something. Everybody also knows you don't take a chance with something like that.
No, I know. If that guy was goofing with us, he was on the air for a half hour, man. He could have certainly have said, you know, hey, you guys suck, and hung up the phone or whatever.
Right.
I mean, that's something I deal with every day.
And you know, if he is goofing on us, or if he was, it doesn't matter to me at all.
No.
Doesn't matter one bit.
Matters to me, man.
I know it does, man. Let it go.
Let it go, man!
You'll
wish he was dead if he's goofing with us. Hello, last call on this topic. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. This is Joe.
Yes. Hi, Joe.
I helped Roger out through his 120 days of sobriety. I just want to let him know I still care, and I know he's legit.
Oh, really? Well, hold on. Let me put you on with him. Hold on. Hey, put Roger on hold. Let's see if he knows this guy, Joe. Hey, guys, will you put Roger back on hold?
All right, good.
Hey, Rog. Hey, Roger.
Yeah?
Do you know this guy, Joe, who was in recovery with you?
Well, yes, he was my sponsor.
Yeah, go ahead. Talk to him, Joe.
Hi, Roger.
Joe.
No, I don't like being on the radio. I don't like drawing attention to myself. I just want to let you know I still care. If you want to come back, you do it. You know, it takes a leveling of pride. You know that. You do what's suggested. You get what you want.
I have to come back.
You got
to
come back. You know my situation. You know, 2 years, I still have suicidal thoughts. With dedication to God, the program, it's getting better, and it's going to get better. Just got to go through it again. And, you know, on the light side, what I told you last time, if you're going to spew
into this.
Spew into this.
Spew into this, man.
I know he's a good fan of the show, and I know this is legitimate. I just want to let you know, care, Roger. Going out to Folsom tonight if you want to go with me.
Or you go to a meeting or something?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Roger, why don't you go? Was Joe your sponsor in AA?
Yeah.
Why don't you go back to a meeting with him? How come he stopped going to the meetings, Rog?
I felt pressured.
That might be the best idea. This is a friend of yours calling you. This might be one of the best things you could do is go to a meeting tonight.
Everybody in your group cares about him, don't they, Joe?
Yep. They're all asking all the time.
How about it, Rog? Why don't you go back, call that counselor, and then go back to a meeting tonight with your sponsor, Joe.
To see, Joe, does Roger know where he can reach you?
Sure.
Joe, can he get some help with these anxiety things?
Sure. He knows he can. It just, he's got to do what's suggested. And if he doesn't want to do what's suggested, he can get back in the same situation he is now.
That's right.
Well, Roger, I suggest you get off your ass and do it then, man. Okay? Rog?
Yeah.
You can do it, man.
Anyway, I want to know, I still care, Roger, and that's enough out of me.
Can you get a place where you can, Joe, can you reach Roger, too?
Yeah, if he doesn't let it go into email. I mean, into answering machine or whatever that is.
Okay.
Roger, do me a favor. If Joe calls you, don't duck his call, man. Don't hide behind the answering machine, okay?
I don't have an answering machine. It goes right through to my phone company, and then I have to call the phone company to get my...
Do you have call waiting?
Yes, I have call waiting.
Okay.
All right, well, good. Well, listen, please take Joe's call. Go to your meeting tonight. Please go to your meeting tonight.
All right, I got to go.
Okay, thanks,
Roger,
Joe.
Thank you, Roger. All right, bye.
All right, bye. All right, hey, listen, Roger, I got the feeling you're in good hands now, bud. So you, as Elvis would say, TCB, man. Oh, my Peter, where's my idiot dream? Okay, Rog?
Hang in there, Roger.
Listen, you're the man, Rog. You keep in touch with us. Okay?
I'm going to, like I said,
If you don't ever hear from me again, then that's what's happened. Otherwise,
Roger, I want to hear from you again, okay? I don't want this to be... Hold on, Roger.
That's the other line.
All right. I don't want this to be a one-way relationship. Roger, I want to hear from you again, okay? Want to hear from you. Want to know you're straightening your life out. Want to know you're going to the meetings. You're going to see the counseling. If you're going to go in for 21 days, have somebody call us. Let us know. Have Joe call us. Let us know.
Yeah, he'll do that for you.
Then I want to hear from you on day 22.
All right?
Okay.
Come on, Roger.
Good. That's good. That's good, Roger. That's a good thing.
All right. God bless you, Roger. You'll be fine.
Good man, Roger. Way to go.
You do this, Roger. All right?
You're doing the right thing, Roger.
Come to a point in your life when you got to stand up and take responsibility, Roger. And right now is that time for you.
It sounds like you're doing the right thing.
All right, buddy?
Hang in there.
Hey, Roger?
Yeah.
Okay, you going to be all right?
It's hanging about 4 inches from the ground.
You're okay. What's your favorite radio show, Roger?
Don and Mike Kick-Ass.
There you go.
Don and Mike RJ.
You the man, Roger. Hey, hold on, Roger.
Hold on a second.
Oh, God.
I am not running a clinic here, okay? No more of this help.
Oh,
it's so much easier being mean to people.
I know it is.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, 8% of that group sampled at least one premiere to give us their opinion of the product. Bottom line, well, of all the groups we tested, the response to premiere was just about uniform.
They all said they tasted like sh**.
They all said that? Nobody liked them? Fewer than 5%.
How much are we in for up to now?
Today?
Today, to here, to now.
Upwards of 350. We've spent $350 million and we've come up with a turd with a tip? God almighty, Ed. We poured enough technology into this project to send a cigarette to the moon and we come up with one that tastes like it took a dump?
We haven't even talked about the smell.
Well, what'd they say that was like? A fart?
Yep.
Oh, you're not serious. They really said that?
We've got an awful lot of fart figures, sir, yes.
Tastes like and smells like a fart. We got ourselves a real winner here. It's one goddamn unique advertising slogan, I'll give you that.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment.
Everybody wants to talk about you-know-what.
And why is Roger here? Rog?
Yeah.
Rog?
You're talking to my sponsor.
Oh, you talked to your sponsor?
Yeah, Joe gave me a call.
And?
And my sister called me.
Good. You see, you got lots of people that care about you, Roger.
She needs my insurance number. And I... Like I said, there's a chance I'll be going away. So.
Okay, that's good. Good for you, and good luck to you with that, and I think that's going to help you.
Like we said, if you are... Tell Joe, your sponsor, and he'll give us a call. And want to hear from you then in 22 days or 28 days, however long it is, Joe.
We're here
Roger.
For you. Whenever you get back, we're here
Roger.
For you. Whenever it takes.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes, all right?
Okay, Rog?
I know you guys just got a new contract.
Yeah, that's right. We're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, we say, like, something really nasty and Ken Stevens decides to fire us or something like that.
Yeah, I heard what you said about giving Ken Stevens' number.
No, don't worry. He can't fire us for doing that.
No, see, he put his email address in the newspaper today. That's why we were reading his email address.
And believe me, that's minor compared to stuff we've done to him in the past.
Yeah, you can kind of skin tag them.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. Oh, Roger said the S word.
That's okay. That's okay. You better hop on the line with him and make sure he's okay.
He apologized.
He apologized. Okay. Hope we didn't upset him too much.
All right. Will someone please tell Roger to get off the phone and go get on with stuff?
Yes. Get on with getting his sponsor and getting his sister and all that.
Okay. Now, about the weekend. Let me move past Roger and move on to my very exciting weekend.
You had a very exciting weekend. I know that you hosted the started the third year of the pregame show
For the Washington Redskins on the Washington Redskins Radio Network. And it was a great show, man. Surprise, I think we did a great show, but really, better than any of the shows that we've done in the past 2 years that I've been working with the Redskins.
So what you're telling me is you carried the perfection that is this show into the weekend show that you did?
Amen, brother.
There you go.
Also went to a wedding over the weekend, my nephew Marty.
Oh, really?
Yes. Really traded up and married a gal way too good for him.
Oh. That's always nice, though, for guys to do that.
You know, Marty. It's nice to be sitting out there and everyone's looking at Marty, sure. My nephew, saying, oh, doesn't he look good? And then everybody in a roundabout way would say, boy, isn't she really too good for him? Everybody's like, oh, she's so sweet. She's so nice. She's so beautiful. You know, what's she doing with Marty?
Now, that's great. That always bodes well for the groom, I think, when they say that.
At this wedding. Oh, the phones are turned back. All right, let me clear out the phones real fast. Hey, Roger?
Roger? Hang up on me.
Roger?
Yeah.
Roger, please go get the help now.
Okay.
Don't.
Like I said, hang up on me like Dennis.
Oh, all right. Well, I don't want to hang up on you like Dennis.
You make us feel a lot better if you hung up first, Roger.
Okay.
Okay?
I'm going to hang up now.
All right. God bless you, man.
All right. See you, dude.
All right.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Good. Okay, that's done.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey. Hello.
Well, I'm talking to the men.
Yes.
I just wondered, I've been listening to your conversation a little bit this afternoon with Roger.
Can you speak up just a little bit, please?
Okay.
Much better.
Okay. I listened to your conversation with Roger earlier, and I can tell that you... Is it funny?
No, what's funny is your speaking voice.
Just go ahead. Go ahead. We you know, we're just juvenile.
Is that
funny? We're blowing off a little stress here. Bear with us.
You have a very masculine voice.
I crisis intervention to get you kind of silly, you know? But you guys don't seem to have that problem anyway.
What, do you play in the WNBA?
What's that?
what can we do for you?
This is not in your normal line of work, is it? I guess what I was wondering, when I listened to that, what you were saying to Roger, I had to ask myself, have either one of you guys been to an AA meeting?
Yeah, I have.
You have?
Yeah.
And based on that experience, you think that would be helpful to Roger?
Yes, I sure do.
What I guess I'm wondering is that might have been a good experience for you, and it's very good for a lot of people, but some people it doesn't work for.
Well, you know, you're aware of the fact that we also gave Roger the name of the number of the crisis hotline. What we're trying to do...
Are you
going to
call and bust our balls about this?
No, I'm just saying that there's a lot of people out there, myself included, that have been in bad situations as well. And when I hear somebody just say, okay, go to the meeting.
Well, what? Okay, genius. What advice? Let's say you're doing... Hold on. All right. Let's say you're doing a radio show. You're doing a live show.
Yeah.
With no net. And somebody calls up and says they're going to kill themselves. How would you handle it? This second guess.
I don't want to get at what the heart of the real problem was.
Well, unfortunately, listen, honey, we got a show to do. We only got 4 hours. It's not the Fraser Crane show.
No, I know. It's not
the Dr. Laura show.
You know, the only goal that we have in a situation like that is to make sure that he gets in touch with people that can help him. If that's an Alcohol Anonymous meeting, if that's a crisis center, that's all we're trying to do. We're trying to get him to people that can help him. That's the most important thing. And believe me, you know, we're trying to get him to get with the right people as soon as we can, because we are not professionals.
And I don't see how it's bad to have him go with a group of people who suffer from the same problem.
Especially when his sponsor calls the show, and his sponsor, who you know, is saying he wants to take him to a meeting. Anything to get him around friends. I think that's important.
He already had a sponsor, and he said the center of his problem was alcohol.
Right.
Right. Well, I know that whole thing myself, and I'm not saying that... You know, that just because my situation is different, that would be his situation as well.
Well, what the hell is your point? How about that? What's your point?
Why did you call us then?
Yeah, what is your point?
You seem to do a really good job with him, and it seemed to work for him. But all I'm trying to say is for your listeners that, you know, say you have someone else that's been in that situation, and when you, it's just like reading, when people write to Dear Abby or whatever, she always says, get help, look in the phone book, and it's not... always that simple.
Well, okay, it's a first step. It's a first step.
It's somebody.
You insensitive twit.
I think you guys just being yourselves are far more valuable to him, probably, than...
Well, you also know that during the entire conversation, what we said to Roger was, we're going to be here, you keep in touch with us, you call us. So we have covered that base, too.
Oh, I think you guys did a great job.
Well, all right, then what's the point of the call?
I don't understand your point.
The point of the call is that I'm just concerned that other people that listening...
Don't worry about other people, honey. Worry about yourself.
Believe me, one chance of suicide a day is plenty on this show.
Worry about yourself.
No, I'm just worrying about other people that are listening.
Don't worry. Listen, okay, Mother Teresa.
Is that okay to be concerned for other people?
No. Worry about yourself. Worry about yourself.
Oh, I am, but I'm...
And I'm worried about you, too.
Oh, you are?
I want you to go back to your meetings, too.
Really?
Yes. And you haven't been going to your meetings, have you?
That's what that pause would indicate.
You're right.
Yeah.
But
I'm in the wrong line of goddamn work.
All I'm trying to say is just because something works for, say, 75% of the...
75% is a pretty good winning average.
The other 25%, where are they going to go?
What is the advice? All we're doing is
talking to us like we're professional counselors.
No.
We're disc jockeys, man. A guy calls our show and says he's going to kill himself. We urge him to get help.
We do not deal with potential suicides every day on this show.
Don't misunderstand. I'm really not trying to criticize.
Maybe we're misunderstanding
you
because you're having a hell of a difficult time making a point.
That is not true. No, I'm saying that since this is your show today, and I'm listening to it, and I know a lot of people, it's not just me. I'm just saying that...
Well, if everybody's listening, I think I understand what you're trying to say here. May I say to anybody that's also considering committing suicide...
Don't call us, at least not today.
This may not be the best place to call. I'm just going to throw that out, okay?
I'm not criticizing you. I think you guys, what I heard was great. But I'm just saying, that worked.
Listen, I don't have time to worry about the whole world, honey. One person at a time. There's lots of bad stuff happening in this
world.
You
can't save everybody, Don.
You're right, Mike.
You can't save everybody.
Well, I can't.
You can try, but you
obviously,
can't.
Obviously, I'm just trying to
listen,
make a point.
Go join the Peace Corps.
Make it very well. So I'm sorry.
Go dig a ditch in Uruguay.
What?
Say, go join the Peace Corps.
You're not on any prescription medication right now, are you?
No.
All right.
You didn't have a shot and a beer before you called.
No, that wasn't my point, and I think that
I
must not have communicated what I was trying to say, and that's
all. No, you didn't.
No, you had. There were so many buts in your conversation. You were saying, well, but. I think we handled that situation. That's all. That's the one we want to handle. If we don't get another one like that for another 5 years, that's fine with me.
Aren't you concerned about the people that are listening to you?
What do I care about the people?
Of this show,
our job is to entertain and do a comedy radio show. That's what we're concerned about, and we're also concerned with keeping our ratings up.
Why did you take a call from suicidal?
Because I take live calls, just like your call. I guarantee you now, there's all kinds of people saying, "Hang up on that bitch. She is really dragging down the show."
Oh, I'm sorry. That's not my intention at all.
No, that's what you're doing.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to.
You wanted the what?
I wanted. You know, other listeners that are...
I think, you know what I think? I think you want to hear the sound of your own voice, frankly.
What did you want other listeners
to
do?
Yeah, really? Absolutely,
I don't have a problem hearing the sound of my own voice.
No, I think you want to hear the sound of your own voice. You want to talk on the radio. You're not making any sense. You're not making any point.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
All right, I will give you 30 seconds to make your point, and then you're off.
Try to collect your thoughts, if that's possible. Try to collect your thoughts and express yourself in 30 seconds.
Ready? Go.
I'm concerned for other people that might be in Roger's position, that might not be helped by what they heard. And all I'm saying is there.
This woman would make me kill myself. If I was over the edge, this woman would make me do it. She can't hear me. I got the mics in audition. She can't hear me now.
You gave her 30 seconds. I think we're seeing how she can handle it.
All I'm trying to say is that AA is not for everybody, but that doesn't mean they have to kill themselves. Okay.
All right, so there's your 30 seconds.
There's your 30 seconds.
You helped by AA, and that's all sweet and good for your show right now, but if that didn't work for them...
Are you getting emotional?
Oh, God. Why are you getting so worked up about this?
Because...
Listen, maybe AA didn't work for you, but AA works for a lot of people. And maybe it won't work for him, but let him try.
He also gave...
But he did try. He said he went and he...
So there, all right, he tried, he didn't do it. He might as well have killed himself. Case closed. Thank you.
That's not what I'm saying, but that's Jesus. The only thing that there is for people. And that's the message that's coming across.
No, it is
You're
not.
You're so wrong.
You are so off base with that. You know, we were dealing with an individual situation, and we were trying to help that guy get to a crisis line, get to as many friends as he could. We were not endorsing AA or anything. We were trying to help an individual out.
Listen, I want to say something for the record. I think it's a bad thing to endorse AA. Okay?
Why?
I think they do lots of good.
Sure.
And what happened to you? What, did your boyfriend... You have a fight with your boyfriend or something today?
No.
Are you having your period? Come on, really.
It's not that shallow of a situation. And it's not that for a lot of people. And it's serious.
Oh,
and when I hear it, that's fine. But no way. I'm not going to drag down your show anymore.
You already have.
Good. Good. Hang up now. Hang up.
Okay.
Hang up.
Oh, stupid bitch.
God, I swear to God. I swear to God.
Yeah, yeah.
Shish.
Yeah. just trying to make our way, people.
It's a whole lot easier just doing fart jokes every day.
Yes, it is.
For it's a sure. whole lot more fun, man.
You get out of our specialty. You know, I mean, you don't see the guy that's working behind the counter at 7-Eleven trying to do the brain surgery.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hello.
Jeez, I'll load the shotgun for her.
Oh, come on.
Hey, man, a little change of pace here.
I got to love our audience.
I got some football news for you.
Yes, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Austin.
Austin, Texas, home
yes,
of the Dallas
sir.
Cowboys, yes.
You hear about Barry Switzer?
But he's lost his mind?
Got arrested today.
Oh, no.
Yes, hey, sir. Why?
What's that?
What
why?
Happened?
Well, they were coming back from Dallas from the game last night. Got stopped in DFW Airport. Concealed
yeah.
weapon.
Concealed weapon. Oh,
yes, what a dope.
Oh, my God.
What an idiot that guy
after,
is.
After the PR piece that I saw on the Cowboys.
You should have seen this thing they ran on SportsCenter today showing how at the Cowboys training camp, they have cops with guns,
right.
and they have cameras in the dormitories.
Unbelievable. I can't believe this. The coach had a concealed weapon.
Was he wearing that straw hat that he had on at practice the other day?
No, I can't verify that.
Buzz, is that a true story? You
yes, it
that?
Is. The gun was in his bag. It was a .38 revolver. He was detained for 2 hours and released on his own good word. He now faces third-degree felony charges.
Unbelievable. The Cowboys, they are the snake bit organization.
Ain't that something? We're
unbelievable.
Hey, where's all of our Barry Switzer tapes? We got a bunch of great tapes of him, like, getting pissed off about missing a field goal and stuff.
Oh, and anybody that was watching that game yesterday, that was watching the special about when they were talking to Jerry
the Cowboys
Jones.
Have totally rechanged their image. They no longer care about winning first. They realize that they've got to make a statement to the community.
They've
got
to keep their noses clean. What better way to do that than have the head coach carrying a gun?
Oh. You know what? I've always wondered about guys who do that.
Uh-huh.
Haven't any of these guys, whether it's Brad Pitt or whoever it is,
right.
haven't they heard of metal detectors?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't bring guns into airports. You can't!
So stupid.
And, listen, but Roger knows that.
At least it's not someone in a position of authority, the head coach.
Well, you know, you're really right, Mike. There's nobody down there.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Nobody takes him at his word. Hello.
Hey, did you guys hear Dallas Cowboys got a new defensive coordinator?
Who's that?
Johnny Cochran.
Okay.
That's like wasting timeout in a kicking situation. You never do that. But I got a coach that says, well, it's this much. We've gone for it. But you know what it was? It's 2 yards instead of that much. You couldn't see it because the marker's on the other side of the field. Couldn't tell where it is. You can get out of the coaching box. I'd get another penalty.
Back on the phone.
Oh, my God.
So let's see if we can see what's doing with him now. I had not thought we were going to hear from him for a while.
Roger, how you doing?
I'm hanging, man.
Good. Roger, I thought we weren't going to hear from you for a while.
Well, I'm not
sad to hear from you, Roger.
We're glad that we can actually get an update. What's new?
This is Don and Mike. I'm sorry.
I was
talking to someone else.
Is everything going okay?
Yeah, I'm still having anxiety attacks, but it looks like I'm going to be checking into a hospital today.
Good, beautiful.
Thank goodness.
We're giving you a round of applause, Roger. That takes a lot of guts. We know that.
That's
really great.
One of the numbers that was given to me from you guys, it paid off. I just got through talking to the guy, and he seems like a really good person, and things are in the works with me.
Good for you, man. You got a lot of guts. I like that. That's fantastic.
Yeah, we are so happy for you, Roger. You go ahead, you take this next step, and you get some help. And don't forget, you know, you can talk to us anytime, man.
All right, and I won't abuse the number.
No, well, don't. Let's see it. I gave you the special number, and you called in the special number here. So anytime you want to call, it's okay.
But we think you're doing the right thing. You're smart, and you're taking care of business, and that's the right thing to do.
Because remember, only call that number when we're on the air, because if you called and G. Gordon Liddy was on the air,
who knows how that would happen.
Yeah. Or one of the other shows. Or even worse, what is it called? The sports junkies picked up the phone.
Oh, man. They call you a herd thing and say it's a silly idea. And just
money! 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 Well, listen, Roger, without giving too many of the details, are you going tonight to get yourself in this place?
Hopefully I can be within the next couple hours.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I need to go on and, you know, pack up a bag and so forth, and I still need to go to the bathroom.
for God's sakes, take care of that.
Give you permission on that one, Gordo.
That would help a lot.
Well, like Don, I read the TV Guide religiously, and that's where I read it too. So
it's like a magazine to me, Roger.
It is, and I just wanted to say thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome. Listen, go move your bowels, have a nice BM, and then get over there and get that help, Roger, because as we told you before, killing yourself is no answer, my friend, and I mean that seriously.
And you got a couple of friends here, and you can call us anytime and let us know what's going on. Okay, Roger?
Yeah, I love that, and thank you very much again.
Well, Roger,
help.
Roger, you do the right thing. We're proud of you now. You've taken the first step, and it took a lot of guts to call the show back and to tell us what's happening. So you stay in touch now, Roger. You promise?
I'll sure let you guys know what's going on.
Okay. Please do, Roger. We're concerned about you. We'll be praying for you, and that's no lie.
All right. Thank you very much.
You got it.
You guys take care.
All right. God bless you, Roger.
Bye, Roger.
All right. Bye.
Well, that's Roger, everybody. That's the guy.
What a relief.
Called the show 3 hours ago. It was very close to suicide. And look at that. That's a happy ending on this show.
Yeah, we through the show, we got a couple of people that called in. There was a crisis council that called in. There was a guy from his AA meetings, his sponsors for AA that called in. His sister called him, and the support network got under Roger and propped him up.
Yep. Good. Hey, show done good today.
Bully! Bully!
Hey, Dennis ate some cat food.
Yeah.
But so did Rudy.
And Rudy said it was not bad.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm sorry, I can't do it. Not over this. And if I know our president, he's not going to allow me or himself to get shot down over what would have been a private sexual encounter.
Some swan song for the old man, huh?
The senator got a little wild when she was 19. What is the big deal?
Well, let me explain the big deal to you. The people of this nation can stomach quite a bit. The one thing they can't stomach is the image of a vice president with a mouthful of...
You don't have to use... Look... Let's use the word alleged.
They got photos. They got witnesses. They got the alleged slut.
Hey, wait a minute. Let me tell you something. I'm a husband first.
The Don and Mike Show. The Grand Marshals of the Retard Parade. Don Geronimo and Michael Barron.
Did this just come over the wire right now? Just when you guys were talking.
You know, I was ready to move past this whole thing with Frieden and renewing our vows.
Yes.
But this just came over the wire. Who's the one guy in the world you think would come up with the answer for this problem? About if we should renew our vows or not and how we should do it?
Yeah. So is it that guy that moves his hands around? No. Communication?
Another great man, Mike. Mr. Yeah. Louis Farrakhan.
Louis Farrakhan has something to say.
Louis F.
Yes.
He is turning his attention to marriage.
Good.
For the new millennium. Mm-hmm. He is planning to perform a huge multiracial marriage ceremony in D.C. in the year 2000... Others who are already married should take this opportunity to renew their vows.
You have your answer. This is how you can get involved with this and be part of history.
Problem solved. Frieda, this is Donnie. Will you marry me under the eyes of Louis Farrakhan?
There you go.
In the year 2000.
Fantastic.
On the National Mall.
And you don't even have to travel. It's just a car trip downtown.
Just take the metro. I wouldn't, Mike, you don't drive downtown. You can get your car stolen. I would take the subway downtown.
Fantastic.
And, of course, you know, I'm a super supporter of Louis Farrakhan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's good people.
You like the bow tie.
So I love aligning myself even tighter with Louis, as I love calling him.
You know, maybe you buy a special bow tie for that day.
With Louis.
Didn't you wear a bow tie for, like, your high school picture or something like that?
Boy, you got a memory. You got a memory. This is the most retarded picture of me ever. It is, as a matter of fact, my wife has it up in our bathroom.
Isn't it a yellow bow tie?
It is a yellow bow tie.
And how do I remember stuff
I've
like
seen
that?
I am wearing a brown shirt, and I have a brown corduroy jacket on, and it is not a small bow tie.
With a yellow. It's the 70s bow tie.
Yeah, it's gross, man. It's
when the bell bottoms were bigger, the cuffs on pants were bigger, the lapels were bigger. Right. Everything was bigger in the 70s.
I'm just lucky that I wasn't wearing a leisure suit in that picture. I think I was one of the only high school boys in my school who dug leisure suits.
I think I had a leisure suit way back when. They were foul.
And you know the worst about that? When my mom would buy one for me. Yeah. Hey, I was at the county seat, and look! And it was always that burnt orange, you know, the color of the Brady Bunch's cupboards?
Sure, you know, the colors that Mom thinks, you know, are hip.
These are groovy.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, Mommy. Oh, Buzz Burbank?
Yeah.
Buzz?
Yes.
You fill up my senses. Like a night in the forest.
Oh, no.
Ooh. Damn, I miss John Denver.
Yeah, so
damn.
Don't we all?
Yeah. Why?
Why?
Buzz?
Yes.
Come fill me again.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
You're starting to scare me with that a little bit.
You know, if anybody listening to the show within the sound of our voice here in the Maryland, Virginia, D.C. area, if anybody has a copy of John Denver record.
Sure.
You know, if you could drop that by the studio sometime, that would really help us along. Because
yes.
I don't know the words to any other John Denver song.
Yeah, and you could actually just, you know, transcribe the lyrics and recite them to Buzz all afternoon.
Oh, man. It's my tribute. To the people's folk singer.
Of course. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. And, of course, he was in that movie with God, with George Burns.
Oh, God.
They're together again.
Fantastic movie.
Hello?
Speak to us.
All right.
Maybe that was him.
Hello?
Who, John Denver or God?
Yeah. Could be either.
Hello? What if God was John Denver? What if God was John Denver?
I might reevaluate things, seriously.
Yeah. Hello?
I might start trying not to live a good life.
You'd have to.
Hello?
You fill up my senses.
That's not funny.
Boy, that's terrible.
Sick.
Come on. The people.
Come let me love you, Buzz.
Oh, God.
Let me give you my lifetime. Let me drown in your laughter. Let me
I like Buzz's reaction.
Die in your arms.
Okay.
What do you say to this? What does anybody say to this?
I think you could react a little more emotionally.
Well, formerly I'm touched. But...
Formerly known as Annie's song, now will be known as Buzz's song.
Buzzy's song.
I think
okay.
No appropriate response.
All right. From our mailbag,
yes.
Tons of stuff that I'd like to share with you today. I mentioned yesterday that we had a postcard here from a guy named Russell, who listens to us in Melbourne, Florida.
Fantastic.
On WAMT. And he took a picture of a restaurant in Melbourne, Florida. Don and Mike's Chinese restaurant.
Finally, the secret is out of the bag. They have found our Chinese restaurant.
Now, I know that there was one of these, I think in the state of New York, it might have been like a Don and Mike auto repair house, something like that.
Somebody actually on the net one time downloaded a whole bunch of Don and Mike businesses.
What was it, Rob?
It was a boat shop.
It was a boat shop. Well, this is even funnier because this guy, Russell, sent along a picture. And it's like one of these restaurants that's in a strip mall.
Yeah, Don and Mike's. It looks like a nice restaurant.
Like any generic restaurant would be.
And okay. Do you think Don and Mike are Chinese guys?
No.
That's what I'd like to check.
For all.
Don't get many Chinese guys named Mike.
No, not at all.
And not too many named Don. Well, unless you got Don Ho, but he's Hawaiian.
Yeah.
Mike, there is a difference. They may look the same. But there is a difference.
Don Ho.
Don Mike?
Pardon me?
Don Mike?
Pardon me?
Don Mike Chinese restaurant?
Oh, this is Don and Mike's Chinese restaurant?
Listen, you should enunciate between each of those words. Hello, this is Don and Mike. And we're doing our national radio show right now.
And we thought it would be fantastic to call Don and Mike's Chinese restaurant.
I think we've done this bit before.
We've called you before?
Like twice. Right?
Well, listen, really? We are on in your city now.
Oh, you're on in our city?
Our show is on. You're in Melbourne, Florida?
That's correct.
Our show is on some old junkie station called WAMT.
Uh-huh.
And I take that back. Not junkie, Mike.
Not junkie at all.
Radio 1060. Information with an attitude.
Yeah. Do you have an AM radio there where you could put 1060 on?
AM?
I'm so used to all of our stations being junkie fixer-uppers. I meant that, you know, really only in the nicest possible
way. What's the slogan again for this station?
Radio 1060. Information with an attitude.
Radio 1060.
Yeah, people remember that.
So I asked you, do you have a radio there?
We do have a radio, but we can't get on the AM, only FM.
Yeah. Really?
Really.
Really? AM's happening, man.
Oh, that's true.
You could actually run out to your car and listen to it.
So we've called you before?
Twice, in fact, yes.
Twice.
One time in Washington, I believe, and one time in, D.C.
What?
Well, there's Washington and D.C., same place. Are you Don or Mike?
This is neither. They're both out at the moment.
Tell us about Don and Mike.
Are they Japanese, Chinese guys?
They're Chinese guys. They're brothers.
Oh. What's their last name?
Last names?
Yeah.
I believe it's Chung.
Chung? Don and Mike Chung. Connie's brothers.
You like that, Dad?
Oh, we love that.
That's great.
See, our names are Don and Mike. I guess you figure that out if we've already called you twice.
Mm-hmm.
We're just pretty excited that there's a Don and Mike's Chinese restaurant. What's the special today?
Special? Oh, can you hold a second? We have another call.
Okay. I don't think he's excited to be talking to us.
Hello? Maybe that was Don or Mike calling in.
Don or Mike Chung.
Hello. This is Don Chung. I am here with my friend, with my brother, Mike Chung.
Hello, Don Chung. Hi, your brother, Mike Chung.
He hung up on us, I think, Mike.
He did not show the proper respect.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up.
We will go down there, and then we will go to see our auntie, okay?
You're number one. All right. Well, sorry sorry that we pissed in his Wheaties.
But if you're ever, you know, if you're listening to us right now and you're in Melbourne, Florida, please stop by Don and Mike Chung's restaurant.
Yeah. And we've got to get Don and Mike Chung on the show.
Absolutely. Don Chung and Mike Chung. You know, we can do a lot with these guys.
No need to talk to old Hop Sing there. No. Hop Sing with an attitude running the takeout at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
And really, if you're going to say it's not Don Mike Chinese restaurant, it's Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Show Don and Mike some respect. I'm Don and Mike Chung, of course.
Of course. The Chung brothers.
Hello. Hello.
The Chung brothers, Don and Mike Chung.
Hi, you are on the air.
Hi, Don.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a suggestion for you. I don't know if a riverboat captain has the same authority as Captain.
Yes, you know, I know that from experience.
But,
wait a minute, let me stop you there. You know how I know that? When we were down in New Orleans.
Oh, that's right, when you went on your lonely guy trip.
This is how tragic my life is. I went on my lonely guy trip. I took one of those little riverboat cruises up the Mississippi River out of New Orleans, and there was a couple that actually got married on the boat, and I don't want to say it was very romantic.
It wasn't. You told me it sucked.
It was kind of sad.
Hello?
It was very sad.
And look, you chased away Captain Ahab
there. I'm sorry, but I'm telling you that you can get married.
You chased away Captain Stupid.
But they had a judge. They had a justice of the peace who married him on the riverboat. But I don't know whether the captain can do it or not.
Hello? If I was to get married by a judge, I'd want Judge Judy.
Sure.
Hello?
Hi, John. It's me, Charlie.
Maybe Judge Reinhold.
Somebody's a little obsessed with Charlie today.
Yes, sir. Somebody's had some cough syrup today, I think.
Somebody cough.
Charlie's in Canada in his good humor truck.
Goodbye.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Oh, now he's doing some Tom Gavin for us.
Fascinating.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
There's his Rudy Martsky.
That's terrific. Boy, we got just a fascinating impression.
Can I get a job?
No.
Slot's taken.
No. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Have you noticed that there's like some pronounced click now? Not the click that I had asked for, but definitely... A click when you answer the telephone?
It's like somebody's tapping a pencil on the phone.
Like a... The sound that I was hoping we could get was this. Now, that's the definitive sound of a DJ hanging up on somebody. Right there. Listen to that, baby. Yeah, baby.
That is disconnecting.
Well, listen, hello.
Hey, Don.
We'll hear that sound when I hang up on this guy.
Okay.
I mean, when our call comes to a mutual end.
Thank you.
Yes, hello.
Would you like a complimentary pass on the Spirit of Washington for you and your wife?
Are you the captain?
No. I got it from somebody else, and I'm not using it for anybody. I'm a single guy. I figured some give it to somebody else might need it.
Sure. It's very nice of you to offer me your sloppy seconds, but no thank you. No, really, no thanks. I appreciate it.
Okay.
See, now watch. When I have this line, you'll hear this. See, did you hear that?
Hey.
Yeah.
See, but there's too many of those.
That's how you like to click, 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 click.
It should be like this. That's clean.
That's like,
hello? It should be like an Andy and Mayberry. And I wish phones rang like that, too. You know when you make a call and you get the call and it goes...
Very rural.
That's a good ring.
Boy, you're getting a little retro in your old age. You're wanting to go back to the good old days.
Oh, that's one thing I don't like. I am not a fan of the new ringing of the telephone, the electronic ringing of the telephone. I wish it was like before. You know,
the bell.
With the bell.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I like.
I like it back in the days where you used Dixie cups with string.
Hello? Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi. Can I speak with Don and Mike, please?
You are on the air.
No, I'm not, because I can hear him from here.
Okay. I said this to a guy last week, and I'll give you the same chance. Turn your radio up right now, okay?
Right.
Turn it up real loud so I can hear it. You are so stupid!
Now, wait.
I screwed up.
No, come on. I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
I heard it.
Then you still didn't get it, and so you talked all during the time when the delay was going to come through the radio.
All right, now listen, hold on, I'm going to give you a little message here. We run a delay, don't be so stupid.
Now shut up and listen.
Turn the radio off, don't say anything.
Now listen, hold on, I'm going to give you a little message here. We run a delay, don't be so
There we go. There you go. All right, now turn your radio down and don't pay attention to it.
All right. I apologize to you, radio gods. I am stupid.
I'm sorry, guys.
And I like it when someone says that, and they wait for you to argue back.
Yeah.
When he says I'm stupid, he's fishing for us to say he's not stupid.
Now he's gone. Now he's gone. Watch this come back and say, no, you're not. Yes, you are.
Listen, I'm not trying to be hard on people.
No.
I just slept in the word hard on. But, you know, if you listen to this show and you can't figure out now that we're on the 10-second delay.
And the best are when we get a call from somebody that says, hi, I'd like to be on the air. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
Come on.
Hello, Dynamite
Show.
Hello.
What's up, guys?
Hello.
What's up, guys?
Now, is this the real Tom Gavin or is this an impersonator?
No, this is Tom Gavin.
Tom, are you using a funny voice?
No, I'm not.
What kind of apparatus do you run at your job?
Like what?
Might be
Tom.
Might be him.
Yeah, really.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Don.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
Hey,
Bob. Tom. Hey, Tom.
Hey.
Hey, what?
You're number one.
Thank you.
Tom, are you having a good day today?
Yes, I am having a good day today.
What did you have for lunch today?
I had
soup after your oral surgery?
Yep, soup.
How do you spell soup?
S-H-O-P.
Perfect.
Tell us about your... Is it shop yet?
Shop.
Tell us about your oral surgery. A lady who works in your dentist's office called us the other day and said that you had some nasty tooth hang.
Yeah.
A big hang tooth.
Yeah.
Yep, hang tooth.
Yeah, a hanging snaggle tooth.
Yeah. Hanging snaggle tooth.
What, did they rip it out of there?
They ripped it out of there, and they didn't shave it. I asked them to shave it for me, and they said no, and went to the, what do you call it?
Biohazard.
Biohazard.
Yeah, they put it in the biohazard, Tom. So how are your teeth feeling now?
Good.
Good.
Do you have any cavities?
No, I don't.
Good for you, Tom. How many times a day do you brush your teeth?
Twice a day. Wow.
And how many, can you remember how many teeth you've had pulled?
Two.
Two teeth pulled.
Two.
That leaves how many?
That makes eight.
Mm-hmm. You have eight left?
Yep.
Okay. Tom.
That's good. Enjoy your processed meat.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey, Tommy.
How you doing, Buzz?
I'm great. How are you?
What's up, guys?
Nothing much, Tom. We're just talking to you.
Yep. I heard you say my name and I called in.
I know. You're like radar like that.
Yep.
Can you spell radar, Tom?
R-A-N-D-E.
You got it. Perfect. Okay, see you, buddy. You're number one.
Bye,
thank
Randy.
Bye-bye.
There he goes.
Man, I'd love a nice, big, hot bowl of tomato shop.
That's Tom Gavin, recently recovering from oral surgery, where they removed one of his teeth and threw it into a bio.
When you were in high school, did you ever take soup class?
Oh, man, Tom Gavin. We love you, Tom.
Yeah.
Tom Aloysius Gavin. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
New card. What do you think?
Whoa.
Very nice. Look at that. Picked them up from the printers yesterday.
Good coloring.
That's bone. And the lettering is something called Sicilian Braille.
It's very cool, Bateman, but that's nothing.
Look at this.
That is really nice.
Eggshell with Romalian type. What do you think?
Nice. Jesus. That is really super. How'd a nitwit like you get so tasteful?
I can't believe that Bryce prefers Van Patten's card to mine.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's a Don Jerry mix. Thanks, Colin and Paul.
If you haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen.
Here's a question for you about cereal and about cereal. About cereal etiquette.
Yes.
Okay. First off, are you a fan of mixing cereals?
No.
Okay, now this goes against all of my beliefs food-wise, because I normally don't like food touching. However,
right. Not a fan. I mean, I've done it before, and I haven't been repelled by it, but I'm not a fan of it.
I love mixing. However, today, I got a bit let me also ask you this.
Yes.
If you have a bowl of cereal.
Right.
Let's say you had a bowl, and you would like to have a second bowl.
Yes.
You know when you're done with the first bowl that the milk in there is really old?
Oh, no.
Do you pour the milk out get a fresh milk?
No, I always revisit the... I pour the... Especially if I've particularly enjoyed a bowl of cereal.
Foul, deaf spirits
out. I will go right to... What I will do is go right back to the cereal, pour it into the remaining milk, and then... accentuate it with just a little bit more fresh milk.
All right, but you use the old milk.
Well, see, the old milk has got that sugary taste, especially if you're enjoying cereals that I enjoy, which are all saturated with powdered sugar.
Yeah, but it's stuff that's been in your mouth and out of your mouth and been all spooked together.
Yeah, but it's my mouth.
Well, listen, though, here's the thing.
Wouldn't do that with, I wouldn't do that with Dennis Murphy's cereal.
The cereal that I was mixing today.
Might do it with Tom Gavin's cereal, though.
One of those.
Now that he's had his oral surgery.
One of those. Oh, listen, about that.
Yes.
You know, I thought I set the record when I went to the dentist a couple of weeks ago. And I told you I hadn't been there for 2 years.
Right.
Hey, Rob, why don't you tell everybody how long it's been since you've been to the dentist? He went today.
6 years.
Oh.
6 years.
My God.
How would you like to be that dentist looking in that mouth?
6 years?
But they were amazingly well preserved.
Oh, my God.
He was so happy. Oh. It's Dr. Erickson. Hi, doctor. He said, please come back and see me in 2 weeks for yet another cleaning.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Man.
Wow. Any cavities?
No. Oh,
really?
But the back of my front teeth looked like my beard.
Oh, God.
All caramely and stuff.
Oh,
area.
Gross.
Gross.
6 years. Wow. Okay. Here's gross. I had mixed these cereals together today.
Would you like to tell us the brand names that you mixed?
Yeah, I think it was one of those Healthy Choice kind. Okay. It was in a green box. It's Healthy Choice with raisins and a little bit of almonds, okay?
Okay.
I mixed that with cocoa Frosted Flakes.
Hmm. I've never had cocoa frosted.
Oh, they're fantastic. They kick ass.
Really?
They're great. They're fat-free, and they taste so yummy.
Uh-huh.
So what I did was I mixed them together, and I had a nice little taste sensation going until I looked and I saw that the milk that I had poured
was brown.
Was now brown because of the discoloration from the cocoa puffs.
The milk was brown because it was saturated with the flavor of the cocoa frosted.
That's right. And I got done with the first bowl. And I was more repulsed than usual. Now, as I mentioned, I'm a guy that I like clearing it out and getting new stuff.
I am so blown away.
New milk.
That you would even remotely consider.
Yeah.
Mixing two cereals like that with your total phobia of foods touching.
I know, it's a very daring move.
It's astounding to me.
What does that say about me, that you're amazed? I had some kind of goddamn breakthrough because I mixed two cereals
together. This is coming from a man who, if he could design every dinner plate in America would have dividers on it.
But except for cereal, because I've often mixed cereals. I've mixed Wheaties with Frosted Flakes.
No, that's a great mix.
That works.
Right,
you know, I've mixed Chex with the Raisin Bran.
That's cool.
But the one today that flipped me out, that I realized what it was the cocoa.
The cocoa out of the Frosted Flakes didn't go with your regular...
No, the taste went.
Right.
The taste was great, but I found myself repulsed by the brown milk. Now, the milk gets brown when I just have just the cocoa Frosted Flakes, and that doesn't bother me.
But it's a smooth brown. It's a brown. it's a brown that is the result of the flakes. I bet you had probably because it was one of those cereals with nuts and raisins and honey and whatever else they put in there, probably a great deal of debris in the milk as well as the cocoa, right?
I don't even know. It's just, it was gross, man, and I couldn't finish it. I couldn't finish the second bowl, and that is such a drag.
Do you drink the milk when you finish eating?
Oh,
my God.
Not on a dare.
Oh, I bring it right up to my lips, and
me
too. Especially if it's like Fruit Loops or something like that with a nice sugary milk.
Yeah. Oh, gross, man. I'm serious. That is so gross.
What, drinking the milk?
Yes.
That's
drinking the milk with all the leavens.
Well, the leavens are the best part.
No. You should put that right down the drain.
No.
Yes.
It's toxic. You flavored your milk by putting the cereal in it, especially.
No.
You know, there are cereals that...
Why don't you just do this? Why don't you just eat...
Cocoa Puffs are marketed that way.
Why don't
they make chocolate milk.
Listen, I also don't like it when people dunk their Oreos in milk.
Oh,
that's
wow.
equally gross.
Oh. Really? What about it like a donut in coffee?
I swear to God, that could make me throw up when I watch some of the...
I can't wait for this next road trip.
I'm not being...
I'm going to order a breakfast, but I'm going to put you in the hospital.
You ask my wife. You know what? I get mad at my wife sometimes, and my son, when we go out to eat, if we have breakfast together. Like
I know
if they have,
really get
if
you.
They have eggs, when my wife starts...
Dipping the toast in the yolk?
Oh.
Do you know what I do? I can take a square of white bread toast, and I will fold the corner on top. I will dip the yolk, runny part of the yolk out. But then you get to the point where the yolk is cooked, and I will fold the bread completely over the yolk and press, and it actually lifts the entire yolk out.
Oh,
and it's sitting, and it's sitting on the corner of your breath.
Why would you want to eat that?
And then I, oh, it's delicious.
That is gross.
It's fantastic. You know, it's high in cholesterol, but it's fantastic.
No, I don't care about your health. I'm just saying, man, that's just...
Then you've got the bread, the butter, the melted butter, and then you can actually... No. You have to press down on the yolk, and then it lifts out, so you've got that little skin film that's left underneath the yolk, and then you cut that up, and you can actually put that on top of the toast, and then have yourself a nice little egg sandwich.
Oh, my. Okay.
All right. You know, it's one of my favorite subjects, breakfast food.
I know it is.
Fantastic.
You got your passions.
But you didn't have any desire to even go near that milk after you were done.
Oh, my God. No, I put it right down the sink.
But the regular cereal with the nuts and berries and, pine cones now, or whatever was good with the...
Yeah, and I will eat cereal. I will eat regular cereal, and it's not until the cereal's gone that I notice how gross the milk is there.
But that gross milk is the flavored milk. You know?
Yuck.
It's the aged. It's aged milk, is what it is.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi there. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi there. I'm calling reference to the Halloween costume you guys said you were giving away for the child or the Grim Reaper costume.
Oh yeah, we're not even close to doing that.
When is that going to happen?
Oh, I don't know.
Pretty hot to trot to win that costume.
Well, I have a very eager child.
Oh, you do. How old is your kid?
He's 8. I have 2, 7 and 8.
Has he seen the movie Scream?
Not yet, but his favorite is scary movies.
He wants it very badly?
He wants it very badly.
What is his name? Augustus Gloop?
No. No, it's John. John wants to be the Grim Reaper for Halloween. He's been...
Tom TV or whatever the kid was in the Chocolate Factory.
Well, listen, you keep listening, and at some point, I promise, we'll have moms call in and battle it out.
All right, we'll battle.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That's a mom that's on the case. I tell you, we're entering that season now where material goods are paramount.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes.
It's a great time of year, Mike.
It really is. You know,
I love materialism. I am the material girl. Hello? Don and Mike show.
This is Harry.
Yes, Harry.
I used to work for KILT in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the sports show there. And also, a friend of mine named Art. We were the Aces too.
Did you speak with this same pace when you were on the air?
Were you in a car accident since then or something?
What now? What?
Have you been involved in some kind of car accident where maybe your head would have gone through a windshield or something? Have you had brain surgery since you claim you had this radio job?
No.
Because the way it sounds, I think most people wouldn't let you turn on a car radio right now.
I do stand-up comedy now.
You what?
I do stand-up comedy in Las Vegas.
You do stand-up comedy in Are you calling from Vegas?
Yeah, I'm calling from Las Vegas.
Do you work in a big showroom?
Well, I work at Buzzy's on Maryland Parkway.
Buzzy's? What is that, a strip club?
No, it's kind of like an espresso club, you know, it's... Kind of nice, you know.
Espresso club?
Really?
Yeah, like coffee and that kind of coffee shop, like in the 60s.
How could you have worked in radio? Well, I don't know, maybe
it was
you were...
Back in the 60s.
Maybe you were slicker on the radio.
Back in the 60s.
How old are you?
I'm 48.
48?
Yeah.
So you worked in radio back in the 60s?
Yes.
Back in the heyday.
It's when AM radio was actually not talk.
That's right.
Play records all the time.
That's right. You used to play records on AM.
Great day for AM. It really was.
It was stereo, though.
Yeah. So why'd you call us, Harry?
Well, I want to tell you about this story.
What story?
The story about when I worked for KILT in Houston.
Yes,
you were
Harry.
Talking about disc jockeys earlier.
Hey, I always thought that those were crazy call letters. KILT. That's not kind of dirty.
You know what it is?
Kilt.
It's down on Westheimer down in Houston.
Come on by, KILT. Find out what we have under our skirts.
You know what I always got it confused with, like if it was...
But I'm Catholic.
We know.
KLIT.
Yes.
You know.
Oh, God.
It was radio. KLIT. But it's
KILT.
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 I guess if you were dyslexic, you might think that those were the call letters.
There's paper shuffling now.
Yes, Harry.
Yeah, so I did the sports for the radio station, right?
Yeah.
And me and my friend, we were called the Aces 2.
Rip the knob off. All right, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. I was just thinking of another radio slogan.
we sent a blank record into the studio, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the suits, like you call them, I call them suits too. The suits found out that I sent that record in there because when Jim Woods played the record, it was two minutes of dead time. Two minutes of dead air, right?
I find it hard to believe that you are actually a stand-up comedian. I mean, I believe the fact that you were in radio, because I think as we prove every day, it doesn't take a whole lot of talent to be on the radio, but but I find it hard to believe you're a stand-up. Give us some of your stand-up, please.
Okay. Well, since Red Skelton died, there's an opening, you know. And I go by the name of the Last American Hippie. And
when are you going to tell us some of your jokes?
Okay, let's see.
What's your opening gag?
What was that Red Skelton thing you were doing?
Okay, the Four Seasons joke. You want to do that one?
Do what?
The Four Seasons joke.
Just do whatever the joke is when you first come out on stage at Buzzy's Strip Club.
Or even your last joke, like your showstopper.
You know?
Yeah, either your first joke or your last joke.
Well, last joke is the puppet thing.
The puppet thing, is it a visual joke?
Yes, it's a visual gag.
All right, do your first joke then. Stand-up comedian, hurry. Come on, Harry. Get with it, Harry.
All right. Oh, by the way, it's oh, baby. Oh, honey, not yeah, baby.
What are you talking about?
Well, you always say yeah, baby.
Yeah, that's
because... But it's oh, baby. Oh, honey.
No, it's not. It's yeah, baby.
No, it's oh, baby.
No, we do it based on Austin Powers, the movie Austin Powers, Harry.
I'm doing my pumpkin right now.
What, Harry?
I'm doing my pumpkin right now.
What do you mean you're doing your pumpkin?
I'm doing my pumpkin.
Are you having sex with a pumpkin?
Yeah, my pumpkin.
Harry, are you going to do any of your material?
Yeah, okay.
Let's hear one of your jokes.
I'm glad you find yourself so hysterical, though.
I'll do the Four Seasons thing.
You know, I bet we got to be number one in alcoholics on this show.
Yeah.
It seems more and more we're having guys and women. Remember last week we had that drunk lady call us from Reno?
They get their courage up, the liquid courage, and they call in.
Hey, listen, God bless you. I got to think the show's a lot funnier when you're drunk, right? Everything's funnier when you're drunk, right?
No, they won't let me perform when I've been drinking.
Well, you're not performing now either, so I guess we can understand that.
Stop and go traffic is funnier when you're drunk.
Well, you guys are upstaging me right now.
We're trying to give you the spotlight here.
Okay, the Four Seasons routine.
Here he is.
It's Four Seasons.
Harry.
Okay, you know the Four Seasons.
Yes.
Here's the Four Seasons in the summertime.
What, Harry?
Sherry, Sherry, baby, Sherry. Here's the Four Seasons in the fall. Sherry, Sherry, baby, Sherry.
Now he's obviously doing a joke about the group, the Four Seasons.
Yeah.
Here's the Four Seasons in the springtime. I don't know the springtime part. We get the idea, right?
Yeah, I think
this is another one of those screwed-up callers.
I think we totally get the idea.
Screwed-up callers.
You have no right to be calling yourself a stand-up comedian.
I am. I'm pretty good here in Vegas.
You are not. Listen, we're going to... I would bet you we could call that club, and they will tell us that you're like the guy that cleans the toilets or something there.
What is your full stage name?
Harry Montalbano.
Harry what?
Harry Montalbano.
Harry Montalbano.
Yes.
Finally, something funny.
And what's the name of the place you work, Harry?
Funny is Italian. It's called Buzzy's.
Okay, hold.
Vegas.
Hold on.
Hold. Played by you and
Buzzy's. It's called Buzzy's. Yeah. What do you think of that, Bob?
Yeah, I couldn't be prouder.
Hold on a second.
That's why.
Okay, hold on a second. We will research it.
Yes, Harry Montalbano at Buzzy's, appearing at Buzzy's Espresso Bar.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, how's it going?
Just fine, my friend.
Hey, I can understand your aversion to the dirty milk in your cereal.
Yeah, right. Bad. Dirty milk, bad.
You can drink that stuff. You can drink it just like a beverage.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's a problem I used to have when I was a little boy, and I ate cereal for breakfast, too. But now I eat a man's breakfast. Why don't you eat a man's breakfast, Don, and then you won't have that problem anymore.
Define a man's breakfast.
Yeah. Who would have thought that you would have your masculinity challenged by announcing that you eat breakfast?
It's like men aren't allowed to eat cereal.
Well, steak, three eggs, maybe a slab of bacon on the side, and three cups of black coffee.
Well, you know something? I think that you'll be very manly when the ambulance is taking you to the emergency room for your triple bypass.
Well, I won't worry about it. I'll be dead, and then I have no problem.
All right. Well, you got that. Thank you, my friend.
You're right. Only on this show could you be challenged. Masculinity challenge based on breakfast.
Because I think you're a pussy because you eat cereal for breakfast. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Excuse me.
This is Tom Gavin. I went to the dentist. I wrote my name on the air.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Don.
What do you eat for breakfast, buddy?
I eat Wheaties, three eggs, and bacon and turves.
How do you spell eggs?
A-G-E.
You the man.
Do you eat eggs every morning, Tom?
Eggs. Yes, I do.
Really? And what do you usually eat for lunch?
Nothing.
And what about dinner? Usually, what's your favorite dinner?
Chicken.
Yeah.
Chicken. How do you spell chicken?
C-H-C-K-E-R.
Perfect.
You got it. Thanks, Chuck. Thanks, Tom.
Hey, Tommy.
How you doing?
I'm good, buddy.
We got to go, Tom.
And you'll see me down there tomorrow night at Polyester.
Oh, it was canceled, Tom.
Sorry. Sorry, the appearance has been canceled tomorrow night at Polyester's on 605 12th Street between F and G in Washington, D.C. Our appearance has been canceled, Tommy.
It has not.
Oh, yes, it has. Don't come.
Don't come, Tom. It's at the other Polyester's.
There's only one Polyester's.
No, it's at the Polyester's. It's at the Polyester's in Wyoming.
That is not.
Yes, it is, Tom.
Yes, it is. It's been canceled. Can you spell canceled?
Oh, come on. Yep. I couldn't spell egg.
A.
He spelled egg like age.
Spell canceled.
Not canceled. It has not been canceled.
He's too preoccupied.
That's smart.
Lost his focus. Okay.
Bye-bye, Tom.
Oh, all right. No goodbye.
Too busy to say goodbye.
Too busy to say goodbye. Just like Sonny Jurgensen.
Likes his chicken and eggs, though.
Hello. Got it myself.
Hey, Mike. You know, you guys are talking about your eating stuff like the drinking the milk, like the Cocoa Puffs and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Good.
Chocolate milk. Gross.
Right. Hey, now, I got the best one for you.
What's that?
You ever heard of bacon grease bread?
Bacon grease bread.
I'm sure Elvis liked it.
Well, I don't know about that, but my grandma used to make, eggs and bacon and stuff, and after you had all the bacon grease and stuff, you'd dip her bread in the grease, and you'd eat that, too. You get the taste of the bread.
And the bacon.
And the bacon and the grease and all.
Look, Mike likes that idea.
Yeah, I've never tried that.
It's good. It's really good.
You know what we used to do at home, seriously, we take the bacon grease after you would cook bacon and a breakfast, then you'd save it, and you would put it in a bowl, and then you would actually...
Why not freeze it and make nice popsicles?
Well,
make some nice bacon grease popsicles.
I'm sure I'm not alone in this. In the old days, before cholesterol was bad, you'd take the bacon grease and you put it and you keep it in the refrigerator and then you'd scoop some of it out to cook like to cook other things.
Oh yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Like you'd cook your eggs in it if you didn't want to have bacon
in the olden days. Sure.
You know, compared to you guys, I'm like a health nut.
I'm sure a lot of people did that because they, I mean, Bob, would you do that at home?
I
still gross. Do you have a coffee can with bacon grease in it?
Don't bring it in. Don't bring it in. Thank you.
You got to cook that stuff. Or
thank you.
It's good flavor stuff.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. All you gross people. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Do I make you horny?
The Don and Mike Show. They should know better. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Let me make sure if that comedian guy is on the telephone.
Harry Montevallo.
I want to follow up on that, then move on with the show. Hello?
Hello.
Harry.
Harry.
Is this Harry?
Oh, that was not. It's John again. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's John Lennon, the John Lennon guy.
Oh, listen, don't wear out your welcome. That was funny yesterday.
Ah, thank you. But you know, you was talking about breakfast cereal.
Yeah.
I used to like Yoko Puffs. Well, she kept getting soggy.
Okay, Yoko Puffs. Okay.
Yeah, Yoko Puffs. All right, gotcha.
So I was wondering if you could help out my career.
No.
No.
No. How would we help your career, sir? And is that your career now? You've decided being a John Lennon impersonator?
A professional John Lennon impersonator.
I do all kinds of impersonations, but I mean, you know, the comedy thing.
The comedy thing. No, listen, we're already helping out one comedian in Las Vegas today.
We've got Harry from Las Vegas on the line.
Harry Montebello.
Oh, okay. Well, I just thought maybe you could help me.
All right. Well, no, not today.
Well, maybe some other time there, and I really enjoy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yoko Puffs, that was a funny gag.
Yeah, but it was a great gag.
The guy should wait like a week or so to call and be John Lennon. Don't do it every day. Hello? Don and Mike Show. Harry. Is he on this line?
Where is Harry from Las Vegas?
Hey, Harry? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Harry Montalbano.
Hello, this is not Harry?
No.
Who's this?
Mickey.
Hello, Mickey.
How you doing?
Doing fine.
How are you, Mickey?
What do you want, Mickey?
I was trying to talk to Don and Mike.
You're talking to us right now.
We're right here, Mickey.
Oh, you were on time today. I forgot.
Everybody forgets.
Well, you might want to listen to the phone. That's the best way because we're on the phone with you right now, Mickey.
Hey, I just called to say I've been listening to y'all.
Is this Rourke? Is this Mickey Rourke?
Mantle?
Ah! Mouse?
Spillane?
Oh. Mickey.
Ken.
Mickey.
Mickey, you're king of the Mickeys.
King of the Mickeys. There you go. That's king of only, the Mickeys. That's only justice right there. That's only appropriate.
I know there's a bunch of them. And you're so mech. You know that? You are such a mech.
Mickey Rivers.
You know what Mike said to me a couple of weeks ago?
What?
He says, hey, I saw that Harrison Ford movie. You know that awful one with Brad Pitt?
Mm-hmm.
Mike says, I really like that movie.
And I legitimately like that movie.
No. You
but said, I really did. I also like that movie, too. I really like that movie.
I said, I thought it was real boring. And he said, you know what Harrison Ford's name was, right? O'Mara.
O'Mara.
Yeah.
He was Ted O'Mara.
Do you think somebody...
No, it was Tom O'Mara.
Do you think that guys like with the name Smith, when someone famous is in the paper and their name is Smith, that they get all excited about it?
Well, there are a lot more Smiths than there are O'Maras. O'Maras are very rare. It's a very rare name. Hard to find that name. So when you find an O'Mara, it's a much bigger deal.
It's like Jones or Smith.
No.
Speaking of Smith.
Why do you say, I'm going to hide and only use head contact with
Well, others have had contact with him.
There's a famous
meeting
Smith.
People in high places and so forth.
Well, what's the whole point of lining up?
I thought it was funny. Just like I think it's funny when the golfer.
You
get all excited about that, too.
And I love it. You know, and people get out of the habit of like putting up when he'd win a tournament, putting it up on the wall. Wish they'd still do that. I got a kick out of that. Mark O'Mara. People call me Mark all the time too. I'm the name without the game. There you go.
That's a good one.
That's what I say now. It happens so often, especially around a golf course. You know, I'll play 17 holes with guys, and they'll say, all right, nice shot, Mark. I said, it's Mike. And I say, the name without the game. And then it's like, okay, get back in the cart, Mark.
You're Mickey.
Yeah.
Mickey. Oh, I forgot. Oh, Mickey, you're so fine.
Oh, no.
Tony Basil.
Fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Mickey, mm-hmm. What can we do for you, Mickey?
Not a whole lot. I just called to say you are great, and I've been listening to you ever since the infamous I'm not wearing pants bit.
Since the infamous what, Mickey?
I'm not wearing pants bit.
What infamous not wearing pants bit was that?
We used to get people to go up to drive-thrus and say I'm not wearing pants.
How many years ago was that, Mickey?
Oh, man, it had to be probably about 10 years.
Yeah, 10 years. Taking you 10 years just to get through?
Yeah.
All right.
Guys are always busy.
Well, right. Just remember, Mickey, I am your king.
Goodbye, Mickey.
Bye.
I'm king of the Mickeys. I'm what
Slipper on Mickey. That's another great Mickey.
My mom actually calls me a professional Irishman. I don't think I'm that over the top. Professional Irishmen are people like they get it, you know, like have the flags and stuff like that. And I'm very close to that. I have a lot of
You
Irish
are stuff. There.
Yes. Yeah,
you're there.
Very proud.
Trust me, you're there.
Very proud of my Irish heritage. Yes,
how
I
you
are.
How can I help you?
Yes, hello. Is this Buzzies?
Buzzies!
This is Buzzies.
Hi, this is Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, and we're doing a national radio show right now.
Okay.
We had a guy who just called us up a second ago and said he was a stand-up comedian there.
Yes.
Can you tell us if you have a guy playing in your lounge named Harry Montebello?
Okay, what about Harry Montebello?
Is he a stand-up comedian in your lounge?
Okay, is Harry Montebello, has he done a stand-up comedian?
Or Montebano or something
Montebano,
like that.
Montebano, Harry somebody. It is the guy that just called. They're from the radio station.
What's the guy listening to our show there?
He might be new, but thus far we cannot identify him as doing a real routine here. But it's possible that he did.
Do you have stand-up comedy in your restaurant or your lounge? Or?
Oh, we do have it. Yes, we have it on Thursday nights.
Are you a strip club?
No, we're a little cafe, like a little coffee house.
A little coffee house. Is it open mic night that you have on Thursday nights?
It's open mic nights on Thursdays. One of the persons that does the stand-up comedian stuff is standing right here beside me.
Was he listening to our show? Did I hear him mention something about on the radio?
Did you call the radio station and mention something about Buzzies?
No. She got it all mixed up. Hello?
She's very confused.
Who's Hello? Confused? Me?
Yes.
I'm not confused. I'm answering your questions.
No, I meant the guy that you were talking to there.
Oh, he's confused.
So there is no Harry Bonomano,
Harry
Montebello,
Montebello.
Right.
He's not there.
There's no Harry here.
No Harry there.
You might want to keep it that way.
Are you dressed like those girls in Showgirls?
Not during the day, I'm not.
Do you serve booze in this place?
We serve O'Doul's.
O'Doul's?
O'Doul's non-alcoholic brew?
Oh, this must be some kind of a skin place then if you don't serve booze. Right? If you're serving non-alcoholic beer?
Right. Well, maybe not really. It's more like a cafe, but we have a lot of, like, little weird drinks, like with ginseng and kind of strange little ingredients in them.
Is it a health food cafe, or is it, do you have topless waitresses?
Do we have topless waitresses?
No, here in Las Vegas, you go to McDonald's, they're topless in there.
No.
Really?
I don't have topless.
They're fantastic. Especially, that's why they do so well at the drive-thru.
They wear those big headdresses. Those big feathery things.
Yeah, with a big M. With the golden arches.
They all have those retarded headsets on that none of them can ever seem to master. You know, and how is it running that? It's like on, off, talk right. Here, don't talk here.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hello?
All right, well, thank you for your time, my lovely.
You're more than welcome.
Bye-bye.
Did you burp? Was that a burp?
Yeah. Oh,
my lady.
I think she went, okay, well, too much coffee.
Yeah. I guess that guy was just another faker. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I went through that drive-thru the other day with those headsets, and the lady, I'm not sure where she was from, but she said, I said, I'd like an Arch Deluxe and a Happy Meal.
Yeah.
And she came back, and she said, that's a cheeseburger and two hamburgers, or something like that. Yeah. It was a completely different order, and I said, what?
You know, when they do that to me, I don't even argue.
Right.
I just take the food that's the wrong food, because I know it's going to be a hassle to sit there, and everybody behind you is going to be pissed off. They're going to think that you're one of those people that's ordering something special.
Yeah, or ordering too much food. Well, see, I didn't do that. I didn't take your lesson. I actually said, no, that's an Arch Deluxe and a Happy Meal. And then I got the ultimate purgatory, the punishment. You get up to the window.
Oh, they make you pull ahead?
Yes!
I hate that.
And just sit there and wait.
You know, a lot of times I say, they've said to me, your food will be up in 1 minute if you pull ahead. And I swear to God, I've said to them, it's really going to be 1 minute. I'll just sit here.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's good. That's nip it in the bud.
That's right. Hello, Don Mike.
My boy.
My boy, my boy.
What's up, fellas?
Hello, my friend.
Hey, what's new? Hey, out here in Sacramento, my name's Bruce. Love your guys' show. You get me through work every day. A friend of mine died of cancer last week, and you're the guys that got me through this whole thing, man.
Oh, well, I'd
like to hear that.
That's very nice.
Sorry about your friend.
Hey, my chachi. You guys are just insane, man.
What about your chachi?
My chachi is just good to go.
I don't want to hear about your chachi. What, is that a name for your thing?
No, it's CCT, Doc.
It's a buddy of mine.
It's okay. Confusing Comment Tuesday.
Not chachi.
Not to be confused. Fellas. Anyone can call Monday. This is Confusing Comment Tuesday.
So then,
it's a great Tuesday.
If you call your thing a chachi, would your girlfriend call hers her Joni? Joni loves chachi.
Joni wants to see chachi.
They work together like a hand in a glove. Hey, check it out. When you guys are in Sacramento, are you guys going to be broadcasting from Sacramento, or is we going to have the best of Don and Mike while you're out here?
Let's noodle that one through for a second, Chachi. Let's think about that one. We're going to come 3,000 miles away. We're going to come all the way to Sacramento
right. So
we can play a repeat broadcast.
Well, hey,
that's a good idea. We'll fly all the way out there. We'll get to the stage, and we'll just sit at a table and do a pretend show.
You guys love to throw people under the bus. Let me tell you, you guys need a sound effect.
No, listen, yeah. How did we... This is how we get a bad rap, because this guy now will go call all his friends and tell them how mean we were to him. That is like the dumbest question.
You
took a running start at the bus.
Pull it up, buddy.
No, listen, buddy, let's stop and think about that for a minute. You call and you ask. You've heard that we're coming to Sacramento.
Right.
We're coming to do a show from a theater that holds 5,000 people.
And you're going to pack it, guys. You're going to pack it big.
And hold on. And then you ask.
Love you.
Oh, we love you, too. Then you ask if we're going to do the show or if we're going to play tapes.
Well, you know.
Why would we play?
Wait, whoa.
Yeah. Why would we play best of tapes?
Get the hillbilly music ready.
No, I want to know why you asked that question.
Well, because, I mean, I was thinking, you know, in my feeble little mind out here in radio land, that maybe, I mean, I wasn't sure you had the technology to whip this baby out all over the country while you were here in Sacramento.
So if we didn't have the technology to do a live radio show, why would we come to Sacramento and ask people to come?
Okay.
And light, just for roughly a month.
We have light rail out here, too. You can throw me under that thing.
No, the thing is, it was just, you know, if you had simply said, no, I'm not going to get into it. I'm sorry about your friend.
Hey, when you're at, big time, when you're at the show, look for Nipples the Clown. He's ready to come on down. See you guys.
He's appearing at the coffee house with Harry Montalbano.
he does a great lounge show. Hey, guys, have a great day, and thanks for taking my call.
Okay.
Love ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye. My boy.
You dummy. You get that? I mean, I don't want to yell at that guy, but that is like the stupidest question. We've announced that we're coming to California. They've announced where we're going to be. Right. We've said we're going to be there doing a Halloween show.
Usually the appropriate response, I didn't know what I was thinking. Stupid comment. Just all of a sudden words came out, my mouth was flapping, and I don't know what I said.
No, he thinks that we ran over him.
Yeah,
we were driving a bus and we ran over him.
Oh, come on. Don't throw me under the bus, guys.
Don and Mike show.
Please.
Hello.
Hold on, what am I doing here?
Listen, I have a question. When you guys do your show, do you use microphones? Huh? Oh, hey, now don't throw me under the bus.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don.
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hey, my craft detector went off on Mike.
On me?
Yes.
Why? Why? What would Mike make of?
I work for McDonald's, and I'm a night manager at McDonald's, and we haven't had the Arch Deluxe in over a year. Over a year.
I guarantee you that I ordered the Arch Deluxe, and I ordered it yesterday.
I don't even work at McDonald's, and I know that it might be a regional thing that you might not have the Arch Deluxe there.
No, sir. Yes, sir.
The one two blocks from the station still has them.
Why does everybody want to call us up and challenge us about stupid stuff?
Well,
see, because now you know what's going to happen. Now we're going to prove that Arch Deluxe is sold everywhere, and we're going to have to end up yelling at you and calling you an idiot, and then you'll go, hey, I'm sorry, I'm just a big fan of the show.
I'm in Sacramento.
Now, see, I ordered it yesterday. Do you still work for McDonald's, moron?
Yes, right.
I'm sorry, hate to say moron, but I mean, I ordered it yesterday.
Well, you got
to
call me names. I'm not calling you names.
I don't care. I felt like calling you a name.
Okay.
Anyway, I ordered the Arch Deluxe.
Maybe that's why you didn't get it, because we don't sell it.
No, actually,
Hold on. I'm going to have to prove this to you now. You dummy.
Now, you owe it to us to stay on the line until we prove
it. Give me the number of the McDonald's down the street.
I wouldn't dare hang up on you.
Okay, good. Because
I just want to say I'm not surprised you're the manager of a McDonald's, first off, okay? All right?
Thank you for the comment.
And now we will prove that I did order the Arch Deluxe. I'm not proud of it because it went right to my waistline.
Why do people like to call us? You know, if you want to challenge us about important stuff, not about stupid stuff like this.
Yeah, I thought it'd be a great idea to make the whole thing up about what I ordered at the Mickey D's.
I don't even work at McDonald's, but I understand the concept of regional marketing.
Well, I thought this was anybody could call Tuesday.
No. It's not.
It's not.
No, it's not.
That was a joke Mike made yesterday.
And don't they make all you McDonald's guys aware of what they're doing across the nation?
Yes, sir. We have an IHP program that we can talk to each other on the
All right, hold on a second. We're going to learn you something now. Hold on a second.
Okay.
All right. Calling the local. What are we calling? The one down the street?
Uh-huh.
All right. Ordered mine at the one in Hooterville.
Fortunately, there's a McDonald's like 30 seconds from here.
Yeah.
Are you there? McDonald's guy?
Hello? I'm taking notes for Mr. Mendez.
Hey, McDonald's guy, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there.
All right, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Hello? Hold on.
Okay.
We're calling the McDonald's down the street.
Hello?
Good afternoon, McDonald's. Can I help you?
Yes, hi. Listen, this is Don and Mike. We're right down the street. We're doing our radio show right now. How are you doing?
Fine.
Listen, you guys sell the Arch Deluxe in there?
Yes.
How long have you been selling the Arch Deluxe? How long has it been on your menu?
Hello?
Hello?
1 year.
1 year.
A year.
And you're currently selling the Arch Deluxe right now?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Great. Bye.
Thanks.
All right, hey, listen, Mr. McDonald's manager.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you have to say to that?
Now explain yourself.
Explain it?
Yeah.
I don't have an explanation.
Uh-huh. Well, I thought you said that you have that fantastic technology where you can know what they're selling all the way across the country.
Maybe I better double check that.
Now, listen, you know what? You don't work at McDonald's.
Yes, I do.
You do not?
I do, too.
What's the McDonald's you work at?
I work in the one in Sacramento on Auburn and Madison.
You're the manager there?
I'm the night manager.
You're the night manager.
Oh. Now, let's clarify this a little bit. And what does that mean? Are you the guy that has to, like, clean out the fryers at night?
No, I got crew people to do that.
Oh, yeah, because you're such a happening executive that you don't even know that your company sells a goddamn Arch Deluxe?
Actually, it's my part-time job.
Yeah, what's your other job?
I can't tell you that.
Professional caller. Professional caller. The night manager. The graveyard shift at Mickey D's.
No, it's not. It's a swing. Anyway, hey, listen, guys, I love you. I'll see you.
See, this is, hold on. No.
Run.
I'm not going to let this happen. I'm not going to let this happen. This is another one of the callers that calls up, derails the show.
Right.
And then, like, says, hey, okay, love your show. No.
And you were questioning my honesty. I demand an apology and a retraction.
Hey, Mike, don't I have a right to have a crap detector, too, though? I mean,
but yours doesn't work, and it's stupid. What is the McDonald's you claim you work at?
Maybe it's not a regional or not interstate crap detector.
What is the McDonald's that you claim you work at?
I work at Auburn and Madison.
And what is your first name?
My name is John.
Okay, hold on, please.
I can dot it for you if you want.
Hold on. We'll take care of that.
Hold on. I want to find out if you work at McDonald's. I think that they should know that they got somebody working at their store who is so dumb. And how much you want to bet they do sell Arch Deluxes at this guy's store?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
How much you want to bet they do?
I would not be surprised. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it was a national product.
No, we replaced it with the Big and Tasty.
Hey, how can we believe what you're saying?
What is a Big and Tasty?
That's the new sandwich from McDonald's. Actually, it has different names in different parts.
McDonald's, this is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, it's Don and Mike again.
Hi.
Hey, listen, this guy John, he claims he still works at that McDonald's.
He
said he works at night.
No, he doesn't.
All right, hold on. Rob, can you conference that?
We're going to put him on here and see what's going on.
Hey, John? He's on line six, Rob. John?
Hello.
Uh-uh.
Oh, he just hung up, I think.
Yeah.
He hung up?
I think we busted him and he hung up.
Oh, we busted him.
Okay, let me see. Hello, Ryan? John? McDonald's?
Is there anyone there?
Ray Kroc?
Ronald? Hamburglar?
Count Hamburger? John? Gone.
Oh, dear.
Gone like the wind.
Oh, man.
Another faker exposed on the Don and Mike Show.
There you go.
Another faker. All right, well, listen, you helped us uncover a faker on our show.
That was a satisfying investigation and summary execution.
Thank you. Are you still there?
I am.
McDonald's.
Brian.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, how come McDonald's won't buy commercials on our show? What is the problem with McDonald's Corporation that they won't buy commercials on our show?
I don't have any idea.
What is up with that?
I'll tell you, what they ought to do is they ought to really buy commercials on this show and direct all their attention at the type of night managers that they hire.
Listen, do me a favor. Loogie on a couple of hamburgers today. Good man. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right.
This is a Big and Tasty.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Great merciful crap!
The Don and Mike Show.
Life, love, and love. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey there, Baldy.
Hey, Baldy.
I got a question for you.
Yeah, Baldy.
Just popped into my pea-sized brain.
Yes.
If you had a choice between Alyssa Milano and that country singer.
Leanne Rimes?
That's
an unfair question, Mike, because I'm not Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh, okay, so when she gets to be like 20.
Well, 18. 18 is the legal age of Kentucky. And I know that we're now on in Kentucky.
Yes.
So if she's 16, perhaps she could be, of legal age in Kentucky.
When Leanne Rimes becomes an adult and Alyssa Milano would be, say, in her mid to late 20s, who would you do?
Mike, it's like if you go out to a vine and you see an apple or a tomato.
He's moving towards the Alyssa Milano answer here.
Yeah. No. What I'm saying is if you go to a vine and perhaps you pluck the fruit.
Early?
Perhaps the orange, the cantaloupe, if you will not be as big and ripe as it would have been if you had let it age naturally. Therefore, you cannot gauge.
I understand.
Okay?
I know. As crazy as it is, I understand what you're saying.
You'd have to put Leanne Rimes up against another teenage girl for me to rate if she's hot or not.
Okay. All right. Well,
and I'll play that game all day long, if you want.
And you're doing this as speculation as to how she's going to end up.
Yes.
You say her future
is bright.
Looks very strong.
Her future is bright, yes. Mm-hmm. I predict a real country music type path for her. Full of alcohol and some kind of drug abuse and a couple of marriages and, you know, very Tanya Tucker-ish.
Yes. Who really went right from teens into that puffy stage and then recently has, like, taken off a little weight and actually looks better.
I wouldn't be surprised if Leanne Rimes at some point hooked up with Glenn Campbell. As Tanya did.
For a volatile relationship.
Tanya Tucker.
And who can forget Glenn Campbell's fine performance at the Super Bowl as he was up there on the stage with the Beach Boys. Wow.
Right. Hey, are you there? Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
Sorry, I got a gun out, Donna, Mike. Later, fictaces.
There was a little dropout in the phone that I think the second part of that was faces. And
hello.
I am not sure what the first part was.
Donna, my show, listen, if you're going to insult us, be a man about it. Do it and you know, stay on the line.
Sure, hang out.
Hello.
Hello.
Donaldo E. Miguel.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Yes.
I am, thank God, calling from Baltimore because I can hear you today, but I live in the beach near Ocean City, and we miss you.
What happened? In the beach? That must be awfully uncomfortable.
Well, we're much closer to the beach after the last couple of weeks.
I'm amazed that we get calls like this. Now, I'm not putting you down, but you live in Ocean City, and I guess you've heard the station that our show had been on has totally changed their format.
With no word as to why, or
it's like they're going to like
gone, and like, now we have jazz.
Yeah, what country are you living in? Since when have you ever heard a radio station that makes a bunch of sweeping changes and then comes out and announces, listen, All the guys that you liked listening to, we fired them all, and now we're going to replace them.
No, they do it very sneakily.
Right. We're trying to get back on there, and I think we'll have some announcement. I believe the date that I was told was Monday, this coming Monday.
Terrific. That's what I want to hear.
All right, but don't hold me to that. Don't hold me to that, please.
I'm just very glad to make trips to Baltimore so I get to hear you occasionally.
Well, God bless you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Starting to get a kind of a delayed reaction from Ocean City. You notice that?
It's a slower lifestyle there, Mike. Life moves a little slower in OC. Just figure it out now.
And that lady lives, you heard it, in the beach.
Wow. We really do have, I think, 3 or 4 new markets signing on very soon, including a couple of markets that we're making a return to.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Leanne Rimes looks good now, but in about 40 years, I got one name for you.
Yeah.
Brenda Lee.
Wow.
Brenda.
Rocking around the Christmas tree. I'm sorry. So sorry. She's pretty hagged out. I don't doubt that Alyssa, rather, Leanne Rimes will end up being hagged out.
Hey, Brenda Lee's got a great body.
But she'll, Leanne Rimes will have a period. I didn't mean it like that.
Okay, she'll take that out of context.
She will have a period in her life where she looks good before she starts to, you know, go down the Tammy Wynette highway.
So Leanne Rimes has caught your eye.
Yeah,
As a future looker.
Yes, I'm ashamed to say that during one of those ridiculous award shows, mm-hmm. when she came up on stage to receive her award, mm-hmm. she wore a real clingy blue dress.
Really?
And now every time I hear that stupid song, I think about that. How do I, oh, how do I think about that dress.
The one I remember she sang was blue.
You know, I hate that. It's like yodeling. I never liked that song. I liked the other song.
Yeah, I did. I couldn't help myself. You know me.
What a surprise. Buzz, did you want to chime in something there?
I wanted to ask you, since you were the first to spot Corky's sister on the Corky Show.
Who really hasn't panned out, let's be honest.
Okay. I appreciate your honesty, Don. I appreciate you acknowledging that error.
But like every once in a while, even the world's greatest scout, every once in a while.
But going back to her early days, Corky's sister, how would she compare to Leanne Rimes, do you think? Well, you were very enthusiastic about her.
Let me say this about her, about Corky's sister.
All right.
I thought that Corky's sister had the potential to grow up to be a very sexy woman.
I don't think that was a solid eight. Yeah, I don't think that was a bad call necessarily, but it just, you'll admit, it just didn't happen.
Right. Now, Leanne Rimes, mm-hmm. keep in mind, subjective, in my mind, you know, the Jerry Lee in me, she's a solid 8 right now.
And you think she could improve?
She might top out at an 8.5, an 8.6.
I think that Leanne Rimes, no. I think she's got maybe more of a chance than Corky's sister did.
You know what? You gotta look at Leanne Rimes and think that if it goes bad, mm-hmm. she'll end up looking like Jill Whelan, who was Beryl Stubing's daughter on the Love Boat. But if she stays on the right path,
right,
she could actually, instead of going out this way, instead of going out the vertical,
she could maybe go like Melissa Gilbert.
Oh, see. That's one I hear a lot, and I don't think Melissa Gilbert has turned into any great looker. She still looks like a basset hound to me.
I think she's so much better looking than she used to be.
Well, she would say the Elephant Man is better looking than he used to be.
Most improved.
I've seen Melissa Gilbert in shampoo ads on TV.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about now. She's thinned out, and she's got nice cheekbones.
I always like the older. Now, see, I guess it's just two guys' opinion. The girl that went blind on Little House on the Prairie, not in real life, but on the show, the older daughter.
The blonde girl.
No, not the blonde girl.
Oh.
Not Nellie, or not the girl with the pigtail. Who was the older daughter?
Melissa Sue Anderson.
Yeah, now, I thought the whole time Little House on the Prairie was on, she had the potential to blossom into something.
And did it happen?
I don't know. I don't know what happened to her. But I do know that the girl that was Nellie Olson on Little House on the Prairie later went on to be on 90210 or one of those stupid shows, right?
And I saw Erin Moriarty in a Love Boat the other day, an old Love Boat. Wow. She was strong.
You mean Erin Moran?
Or an Erin Moran.
You mean Joni?
Joni. And she was wearing culottes.
She's a big dog. She was always a dog. I never knew what Chachi was supposed to see in her.
Great smile.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, Dynamite.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are great, man. I listen to you every day. But I can't believe you haven't talked about Embrace of the Vampire. That's the movie that Alyssa Milano's in.
Is that the one with Dennis Miller?
Hold on a second.
No, Dennis Miller's not in that.
Hold on, my hotline's ringing. Hold on, please. Mm-hmm. I promise I will come back to you. Hello?
Well, I don't think it counts with Melissa Gilbert if you have surgery to help you.
Did she have surgery, Frida?
Can't you tell from her nose from Little House on the Prairie?
Yeah, you might be right.
Hey, Rob, where's the cat sound effect? You know, but I don't even think Melissa Gilbert is that hot.
What? And considering it says for Sarah Gilbert, but are they, I don't know if one was adopted or
I would,
not be blood related.
Now, Sarah Gilbert, that's the daughter on Roseanne?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She got a nose job and it really helped her.
Yep. Right, and look at Melissa Gilbert, too.
Did she get a nose job during the show,
no,
Roseanne?
After.
After.
She was
only
a little girl in the show.
No, no, towards the end of the show when she was like shacking up with that guy with David.
You know, speaking of plastic surgery, there is a movie. It's out on cable now, and it was a stiff of a movie. It's about sailing, and it's got that Matthew Modine guy. It's about yacht racing, the America's Cup. And Jennifer Grey is in that movie. And it
Dirty
looks,
Dancing?
Yes. It looks to me as though Jennifer Grey had the plastic surgery in the middle of the movie.
Oh, really?
Wow. Because there's one scene that her nose looks totally
really
different.
Really, Mike?
I really think it happened. And if you see this movie, it looks like it may have happened somewhere in the middle of the movie.
Wow. Well, thank you for checking
all right,
in.
All right, sweetie, love you.
Bye-bye, love you.
I love to hear you talking about your love for little girls. And
no, but you know what? I'll say this. Your call in some way has validated what I'm doing. It's like getting a hall pass.
Yeah.
And I am just speculating on the possible future of Leanne Rimes as a woman.
Which you think is good.
No, you're too easily swayed by youth and cuteness. I mean, with you have
yes, I am.
Ability after Quirky Sister. Because I told you that she was a perky, young, nice, bright
Hold
girl,
on.
But she wasn't pretty.
I always thought that Quirky Sister would grow up to look like Bailey Quarters from WKRP.
Oh.
And if anybody out there doesn't like Bailey Quarters from
Bailey
WKRP,
a certified hottie.
Yeah, she's a nine.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She's definitely a nine.
Jan Smithers.
No, sir. Her nose was nothing like Bailey Quarters has
well,
a
who looks at a girl's nose.
Nose,
honey? Who's looking at the nose?
If you're looking at the face.
Are you commenting on Leanne Rimes' nose?
No, I'm talking about Quirky Sister's
Quirky
nose.
Sister's
Quirky
nose,
Sister.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess. I don't know. Maybe that's when you were pregnant with Bart and you were feeling vulnerable or something when I was commenting about how great she is.
You mean maybe when I was pregnant with Barton not looking my best? Are you saying by comparison she looks good?
No, no, no. What I'm saying is perhaps that's why you've carried this all of these years, this hatred for Quirky Sister.
Every time I was right and you were wrong. Just one of those guys.
Funny, it's subjective. But listen, I'm willing to admit that Quirky's Sister did not turn out to be the looker that I thought she would.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll also say this. We've never seen her in a role that would really expose her as a woman.
That's
and
true.
And you don't have to be Kreskin with Leanne Rimes because she's one of these country singers that looks like she's 25 already. You don't even have to visualize
maybe.
What she'd look like grown up because she looks
imagine.
Grown up.
Imagine. Just imagine. All right, honey, I love you.
All right, goodbye.
How do I? Oh, how do I come through the TV to see you right now?
And after that, I'm picturing Kreskin with Leanne Rimes. Oh, that's pretty sick, isn't it?
What are you thinking about Kreskin for?
I don't know, because your wife called you Kreskin, and then I was thinking about the amazingly handsome Kreskin.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, how the hell are you, my friend?
Hello, my friend.
Hey, have you heard the latest news, speaking of good old TV shows that are coming back around, and one of my action heroes has died. The Love Boat, new Love Boat series?
Oh, listen.
He's going to be the captain.
I already know. Mike and I are already talking about this in the office today. It's Robert Urich. And here's
scary?
Here's my question. Is it going to be the cancerous Robert Urich with the bald head who is the captain of the new TV version of the Love Boat?
His hair grows.
His hair grows?
His hair has grown back.
Is he going to have hair?
And he's completely in remission, and I guess he's fine.
Didn't he shave his head after the chemo, too, because he liked the look for a while and he kept it for a while?
No, I don't think
so. I can't imagine that. I saw him on Oprah, and no, you know.
He just lost it.
I mean, God bless him. I'm glad he's well, but as soon as he got well, he probably threw some Rogaine on.
Both of you guys are saying no to me, and Rob's meanwhile nodding his head.
No, what does Rob know? Hey, you know what's really goofy about Rogaine is I keep seeing that commercial with Mike Holmgren from the Green Bay Packers.
He is hawking the Rogaine big time.
That's maybe the cheesiest NFL coach's spot ever. Worse than anything Bill Parcells has ever. And Bill Parcells is a huge whore. They will set up like a fake football sideline and they'll say to him, you got to yell and scream like you do during a game.
Mm-hmm.
But like he's yelling and screaming about telephone prices or something.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
But this guy, Mike Holmgren.
He is the Kim Alexis of football coaches.
You should see this guy. He goes, hey, you know, and he's kind of a fat guy, Mike Holmgren.
Little doofy. He's doofy certainly on that little game when he's playing bingo and rolling the balls.
Comes out, you know. Now, if you were to see this guy on the street, you might go, what a load.
Mm-hmm.
But he's the coach of the Packers, right?
So the first time I saw him in that Logo Athletic commercial, I said, boy, this is Duke City.
All kind of bald guys, like, look up to him, right? Because he's the coach of a football team.
Super Bowl winner.
The new commercial I've seen is a real brief one. It goes, hey, this is Mike Holmgren. get my video. And now if you call the phone number, and we've got to call that number and get the video, you get a free video where Mike Holmgren walks you through the Rogaine process.
Shows you how to apply it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Or something like that. He's walking around the football stadium and everything. Did that guy make enough money being a coach?
It's very sad. You know what the thing is? The coaches don't make as much money in many cases as the players do.
So they still make a lot of money. They don't have to play the game.
They want to supplement their income. They want to get it up to the you know, the players' level.
Get to wear the cool clothes. Get to order the guys around.
You'd love to be an NFL coach, wouldn't you?
Oh, God.
That would be your dream job.
The best. The best. I'd walk out of this in a second.
And you do it like Jimmy Johnson does, where he'd have
delegate.
All the assistants doing all
you
that.
You delegate. You know, I'm just good at, like, leading the rah-rah stuff. And
sure.
I would be a guy standing on the sideline with Dan Marino all the time. Hey, Dan, you're my man. You're the man. Who's your favorite coach? All right, go out there and kick some ass. Then I would turn to someone else and go, hey, what player are we calling here? What are we doing right now?
Would you grab face masks?
I can't say that I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I can't say that I wouldn't.
Just to for dramatic effect. Only during televised games.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, yeah, only when you're on national TV.
Absolutely. And would you be one of those guys pull a Woody Hayes, maybe? Yeah, like take a swing at another
No,
player?
I'm afraid.
You're yeah, feared.
Might hit me back. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Alyssa Milano is naked for 20 minutes total in the movie called Embrace of a Vampire. I mean, total.
Oh, this is the guy that we put on hold when my wife called. Okay.
Yeah.
And, oh, Sean. Hello, Sean.
And
so beautiful. She is ultimate woman.
She is so beautiful.
Oh. But you have to watch this movie. She's so gorgeous.
Okay. He's going to have to live with this boner for a long time.
Correct, Sonny. All right. Thank you, Sean.
Nice, Boosh. Thank you.
All right. See
you. Bye-bye. Hello.
He's the kind of guy that runs a stopwatch during that. Hey, that was 20 minutes of nudity.
Don and Mike, hello.
How you doing, guys?
Great.
Teenage hotties, former and present. Candace Cameron, what do you think of her?
Goodbye.
Who is Candace Cameron?
Big moon face. Big moon face.
Uh-huh.
That's all I know. What's Full House? She was the beefy daughter on Full House.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hey, does anybody else think the Olsen twins look like Hanson? If you stop and think about it, really, they do. I mean, I know they're little girls and Hanson's little boys.
Yeah, you're right. Have they grown up at all? I mean, or are they in that Hollywood thing? The Olsen twins. You know?
Oh, no.
They take that medication they give them out in Hollywood to keep them small.
They're taking Webster pills.
That's it.
Emmanuel Lewis pills.
Absolutely. There's a special drug out in Hollywood.
Yeah.
All the child stars get it, especially if the show is continuing to be successful.
Hello.
They just make them smoke a lot, I think.
They make them smoke cigarettes on their growth.
Hey. Hello, hello, Dynamite.
Hey, Dynamite.
Hello.
It's Ann.
Oh. Ann the lesbian?
That's me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Ann. Hi, Ann.
Hi.
Ann, the very militant lesbian.
I am not militant.
Oh, sure. I meant that as a compliment, Ann.
Oh, good. Well, I'll take it then. Anyway, I have something to say about Melissa Gilbert.
Yes.
Oh. She had braces in the last couple of years of the show. They were the clear ones, but you could still see them, and it made her lips stick out. And then after her teeth were straightened, it made her face look smaller, like... Well, she didn't have a nose job, is what I'm trying to say.
How is she looked at in the lesbian community? Do you consider her a hottie?
I think, personally, I consider her kind of a post-70s child star kind of pseudo-hottie.
Pseudo-hottie.
Okay. But I'll tell you, the real lesbian hottie is Nancy McKeon from Facts of Life.
Goodbye, Ann. I hope you were being funny, Ann.
Nancy McKeon.
Nancy McKeon's a boy.
I have an autographed picture of Nancy McKeon on my wall at home.
Oh, wow. Nancy McKeon.
I do. I just have it. I don't have a lot of them.
She might as well be a boy.
Nah. But she looks so good next to Mindy Cohn.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Baldy.
And
hey,
Charlotte Ray.
Hello.
Now you're talking.
Hello.
Hey, Leanne Rimes.
Yeah.
The Sally Struthers of the millennium, man.
Listen, see you in the year 2000 and we'll find out, okay? You know what that is? That's an insult to Leanne Rimes because at no point in her life has Sally Struthers ever been attractive, even when she was skinny.
You didn't like her in The Getaway? You didn't like her in The Getaway when she...
No. No, and I never liked her on Archie Bunker either.
Oh, little girl.
Hello.
Oh, hello, little girl.
Donna Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
Doing fine, my friend.
You didn't like it when she was wearing the Betty Boop hairdo? Remember that on Archie?
I hate the Betty Boop look. Hate it, Mike.
Oh.
Hate. That's a very strong word, and I will use it now. I hate that look.
You are passionate about that.
I hate that look. Jesus.
Hi, little girl.
It's a bad look. Sally Struthers, you know, it's like the flappers from the 20s.
Right. Yes.
God, I hate that look. When women were wearing, like, swim caps.
Yes.
It's like Mia Farrow. Oh, yuck. Puke. bad.
I hate it.
Foul.
So the Great Gatsby era is not not your era.
He's not so great in my book. Gatsby sucks. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, is that Donald Mike?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how are you guys doing today, man?
Yeah, how are you, man?
Hello, man.
Doing fine.
Very good.
Yes, man.
Yeah, well, I don't know if this is just too early to talk about this problem, man. I just I have some problem I want to discuss with you, you know, just concerning my wife.
You have a problem with your wife you want to discuss with us?
What? Are you calling us from the Olympics? Is this a member of the Jamaican bobsled team? Hey, man.
Yeah, man, it's the, when I met my wife, you know, she have a 40 double D.
Wow.
Your wife has, what was her breast measurement?
40 double D.
40 double D.
Had those when you married her. What happened?
Yeah, you see, I was just enjoying that stuff, but now it's getting on my nerves. It's getting too big. And after two babies, you know, the thing is getting bigger and bigger.
Oh, I now understand. Your wife, she's had a baby, and now her breasts are getting bigger and bigger?
Yeah.
Well, listen, enjoy it now, because very soon they will dry up and look like prunes.
Yeah, but you know what happened? You see, last time, several times we were sleeping, this is always getting on my face. Last time I nearly choked with that, you know, and they were just too big out of nowhere.
Suffocating him.
Suffocating.
Yeah, but you got a fringe benefit there. You can hide valuables.
That's a great way to go, man.
Suffocating
between.
The problem is, I want to ask you if there's any way, because we're thinking of breast reduction.
Oh, well, I would urge you not to do that. And I'll tell you something else. We had that contest one time on our show.
He's calling you because he wants you to do it, Don.
Oh, really? Well, first I'd have to examine your wife. You'd have to bring her down to the show.
Yeah, you know.
So we could all take a look at her to decide if she needs it or not.
And, of course, the Polaroids for before and after pictures.
It's big, really, believe me.
Really big.
Yeah, it's really big. And, you know, we're thinking about, you know, what's your... I said, okay, I'm going to call my friends on the radio, and they know better if, they, you know, reduction is advisable.
Listen, hold on. I'll put you through with our secretary, and perhaps we can make an appointment for you to bring your wife down. Okay. And we can examine her here during the show.
What is your first name, sir?
Austin.
Austin?
Like Austin Powers? Yeah.
No. Well, mine is Austin. Yeah, I've seen the Austin Powers movie. I like it, you know.
And your first name is really Austin?
Yeah, my name is Austin, sure.
Mm-hmm. What are you, like African or something like that?
Yeah, I'm an African.
Where are you from?
Where are you from?
Huh?
Where are you from?
I'm from Nigeria.
Nigeria?
Oh, we have a Nigerian that works here. The Nigerian Nightmare, Timmy.
Timmy O'Bibin away.
Oh, yeah.
It was close, wasn't it?
You almost aced it.
Last time I was listening to God and Lady.
What was that, Austin?
Yeah, last time I was listening to God and Lady, and he mentioned that someone like the guy, you just mentioned his name, is an account executive.
Timmy. Hold on a second. I got to bring Timmy down to translate this conversation.
Maybe that we could have an actual exchange in your tongue, in your native tongue.
I know Timmy's here. I know he came by our office. Hey, hold on, Austin, okay?
Thank you.
All right. We're trying to get Timmy right now. Who knows what that guy was saying?
Timmy will be able to give us the lowdown on exactly what's going on.
Sometimes Timmy's is hard to understand his accent.
I have big, beautiful breasts.
But we did get that.
Yes.
Oh, and listen, just a real quick reminder, if you want to keep up to date with the show here and what's happening in our lives, if you have a chance, you should probably start watching One Life to Live, because
we're back on it.
We got in the habit today. We got in the habit. We haven't watched that show for 2.5 years.
And the joy of joys, it was interrupted by a news bulletin. And, of course, Red Nickerson had to call the TV station again.
You know, I got to start taping those calls. The problem is that you have to get people's permission to play them back.
Right.
So we're watching One Life to Live today, Mike and I in the office, on the new television.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Oh, let's keep that fact about the TV a secret.
Okay.
For just a little while.
Absolutely. We wouldn't want to mock that, because who knows, maybe something else nice will happen, too.
I can't believe he did that.
Yeah, really.
Well, maybe we should talk about
it. Going the extra mile. He cares. You browbeat him into doing that.
Look at that. You know the TV we have in our office?
Yeah.
We found out today that it wasn't from the prize closet.
Yeah.
And it wasn't something that, like, the station had traded out.
Right.
Jeremy Coleman.
Bought it
with his own money.
No.
Paid
for it by himself. Can you believe that?
That's beautiful.
That's embarrassing.
Hey, it's Timmy O'Bibine, the Nigerian nightmare.
There he is. Wow. Yeah, so that's kind of nice, I guess.
Hi, Timmy.
Hi, Don. Hi,
hey.
Mike.
Hi, Tim. So what do you think of the new offices upstairs?
Oh, not bad.
Not bad?
Yeah, I like yours.
Oh, we love it. Have you seen that TV?
You have a TV?
In our office, yeah.
No, I haven't seen that.
Did you know that Jeremy Coleman bought that out of his own money for us?
Really?
That's what I hear.
Yeah, Jeremy's a good guy.
He's very good.
Well, let's not go crazy about that.
Do you find that hard to believe that he paid for that with his own money?
Well, I've always thought he was a generous guy, so.
I'd like to see the receipt.
Yeah. And make sure that it's not been expensed.
Yeah. Now, listen, Timmy, we've called you down because we have a guy who is also from Nigeria. His name is Austin. Hey, Austin?
Yes.
Okay, can you hear him, Timmy?
Yeah.
Timmy, can you hear him?
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear him.
See what this guy's asking us, because he's got a real heavy accent like you.
And go ahead and feel free to speak to him
in
Nigerian.
All right. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
All right.
Yeah, you are Timmy, right?
That's right.
Okay, my name is Austin.
All right, well, use the Nigerian language.
Talk in Nigerian.
Go ahead, guys.
The main language is Nigerian, I think.
There are many languages in Nigeria?
Yeah, you're right.
Which one do you speak, sir?
Me, I speak Igbo.
Do you speak Igbo?
Yes.
I understand a little bit of it. Go ahead, say something.
No, you mean in Igbo language?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Get it?
Odema.
So what did they say?
I don't know. I just like the way it sounded.
He said hello, and I said.
Oh, ask him about his wife. He called him about.
Okay, let me ask you again.
I don't understand that.
I'm just asking you how about job. Well, I think from your actions, I can understand that you are from. Are you from Bendo? Are you from Bendo State?
Right, I'm from Bendo and Lagos.
Oh, I see. I'm from Imo State.
Then does he understand your language by any chance?
I don't think so.
Speak your language to him, Timmy.
I can't even speak my language.
Yeah, I cannot speak because if you speak Bini, I cannot understand.
Well, I grew up in the West, so I speak Yoruba.
Yeah, but I can understand Yoruba a little bit.
Timmy's got some cool dreadlocks.
Yeah,
for a while, they were kind of looking like Whoopi Goldberg's dreadlocks, but now they're looking good.
It's coming into its own. That is a good look for you.
Thank you. Coming from you guys, I really appreciate that.
Hey, that microphone is crapping out over there. Microphone number three. It's going nutty. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, give me a test on that, Timmy.
Hello?
No, that's better.
Test it.
All right. All right, so do your Europa or whatever that
Europa?
Is.
Europa?
Yeah.
Timmy.
Can what happen?
Well, you know, money, you want me, you know, I don't know what to say.
He's struggling. I said to him what's happening, and he said something about his wife.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. In Europa.
Right.
Yes.
I understand that his wife has large breasts.
Yes, big ones.
And they're so big, they're thinking about breast reduction surgery, mm-hmm. and he wanted us to evaluate his wife.
Oh, really? Wow, I'd like to see that.
Now we're all speaking English.
Yeah.
There you go.
Here's a language everybody understands. All right, well, Austin, thank you. Tim, I just thought you might like to talk to somebody from your native country.
I've been there in a while. Thanks.
Actually, what I was trying to say is if it was going to be a very good idea to advise on probably reducing the breast size.
The breast size. Yes, bring her down, sir. Bring her down for us, please.
All right, would you like to say something in Nigerian to her?
Odabo.
Okay, buddy, Odabo.
All right. Bye-bye.
Odabo.
Odabo.
Odabo,
Ariye.
Odabo, Ariye.
Goodbye, Austin.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Timmy, quite the ladies' man. Hey, Timmy, how many dates have you been on this week? He's quite the playboy, and that's what I embarrass him, because all of his women listen to the show.
He always put me on the spot.
Do you have one main squeeze right now you'd like to send some love out to?
Yeah, I have a main squeeze.
Would you like to say hello on the show?
I'm not going to mention names, but...
Yeah, he'll tell all of the girls, did you hear what I said hi to you? I'm Donnie Mai.
Yeah, exactly. That's why he will say simply, I would like to say hi to my main squeeze. And then on like eight women going, oh, Timmy.
You're so sweet, Timmy. Come here and make love to me. Make love to me. All right, goodbye, Timmy.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Odabo.
Back to the third floor for you.
He said au revoir. Right.
Oh, and Timmy, bueno arbusto. We've got a break and we'll be back.
So we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.